Brought to you by Excel Weed Control. In my home place tonight, Stephen Rios, junior. First base umpire, Nikki Smith. And third base umpire, Kellen Harvey.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
The first day back from the All-Star break was anything but uneventful and really kind of an interesting day within the Oakland A's structure, which of course includes the Rockhounds, very much so. In fact, a pair of former Rockhounds made their major league debuts batting back-to-back in the A's batting order last evening, Tyler Soderstrom and Zach Gelof, who by the way had an RBI double. Three Rockhounds of this season's vintage made their debuts at the next level up with the AAA Las Vegas Aviators of the Pacific Coast League. Brett Harris, Lawrence Butler, and Daryl Hernandez all debuted with the Aviators in the Coast League last night. And that, of course, meant that there were debuts here. A real change to the Rockhounds order. The guys we mentioned, Messrs. Harris, Hernandez, and Butler, we'll give you their numbers over the course of this broadcast because what they brought to this offense is really tremendous. And in trying to replace, if you will, the numbers that they put up, that is no easy task. K Caden Trinkle was one who made his debut last night. Jack Winkler will make his debut this evening. And Max Muncy very much made his debut with an RBI single in his first at-bat. And we will see at some point reliever Tyler Baum, who's been absolutely outstanding for Single-A Lansing. All four of those guys, by the way, coming up from the Advanced A Lansing Lugnuts. So the Rockhounds had a new look last night, significantly so. I think you can say the same for the Las Vegas Aviators, certainly a significant change to their lineup, probably not as drastic as the one here. And a couple of former Rockhounds, as mentioned now, have made their debuts in the show. Of course, the way things have gone for Oakland in their current situation, the door is one that really will open for some guys. So we're going to see how Tyler and Zach will do. But I'm sure that Mr. Soderstrom and Mr. Geloff are definitely in the long-term plans for the Oakland A's. And oh, by the way, the Rockhounds won the ballgame with a final score of 5-4 last night. Hounds took a 3-0 lead into the seventh inning. The Drillers came back, tied the game, and then took the lead on a run that scored on a wild pitch, and that would be the theme of the seventh inning. Rockhounds got two men on in the last of the seventh, and both of them would score on wild pitches. So crazy, okay, wild turnabout in that inning. In the seventh inning, Rockhounds, who saw a 3-0 lead go away, come back and win it by the final score of 5-4. So it is far too early to even glance or do much more than glance anyway at the standings. But the Rockhounds lead Amarillo by one game, Frisco by two, San Antonio by three, and Corpus Christi by four. And I would quickly remind you that's 13 games into a 69-game second half. The Hounds this evening for the second consecutive game will see a top 10 prospect for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Nick Frasso will go to the mound. He throws hard. Fastball sits at 96 to 97. He can touch triple digits. Doesn't go necessarily very deep into games, so the bullpen will certainly come into play, but that's the case more often than not. Right-hander Nick Frasso on the mound for the Drillers in this game. Blake Beers goes to the hill for the Hounds, and his ERA, I think, is, I don't know that misleading is even a fair statement, but he's 2-3 with a 6.02 earned run average. Blake has been, and I think understandably so, making the jump to Double-A. He's been up and down a little bit. He's coming off a ball game in which Frisco got to him for 6 runs in 4 1/3 innings, but his previous 2 starts were very good. So, again, a little bit up and down, but a guy with some talent out of the University of Michigan, Blake Beers, will get the start in this game for the Rockhounds. A quick reminder, by the way, the wind is, I don't know that it's much stronger than it was last night, but it's blowing pretty good, pardon the grammar. And, of course, it's fireworks night, so trust that Mother Nature will get things together here and make sure that we can have our fireworks show after this game here tonight. Hounds have now taken the diamond, and for the second straight evening, again, our military appreciation evening, we have a color guard, which will present the colors. They are currently, the four gentlemen are on the foul line on the third base side, just a little bit down toward the outfield, and they will march the colors out about halfway between the line and second base. Again, breezy, 101 degrees. The wind, in terms of velocity, I don't think a whole lot more than last night, but I opened the window to always try to work, of course, with an open window, and my score sheet was pinned immediately to the back wall. So window closed for the meantime with the wind right to left and certainly a whole bunch inward as well. Mentioned the fireworks. If you're anywhere in the neighborhood, we've got baseball this evening followed by fireworks. And I'll remind you that tomorrow afternoon, the teams will wrap this thing up. The quick 3-game series, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Now, here's our Star Spangled Banner.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we as the twilight's last gleaming, whose sunshine and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched
Spangled Banner under beautiful blue skies, a few clouds, but not all that much. And while the Honor Guard marches the colors off, we will take a very quick time out. And when we come back, get you set for baseball. Rockhounds and the Drillers are coming up next.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you...
I really love computers. The Honor Guard now marching the colors. They have just crossed the foul line, so they will take the colors now off the field, and the guys will get ready to play. I looked at the computer. The computer, as you could tell, there was playing just fine, and all of a sudden, it just flat-out stopped. Said, not right now, Skippy, not right now. Blake Beers, right-hander, has baseball in hand. Again, he faces Nick Grosso tonight in the pitching matchup as the Rockhounds and Drillers. Second of a quick three-game set. Rockhounds, as mentioned, winning last night 5-4 in the series opener. We'll try this again. Kick back, relax, my friends. It's Saturday, after all. Let us take you out to the ball game. Rockhounds and the Drillers, honest, coming up next.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Broadcasters always exaggerate. I told you it was 99 degrees, a cooling trend has hit us. That breeze, by the way, is at 15 miles per hour. Again, a little more inward, certainly, than it was last night. About the same velocity, but a little bit different direction as we get set to start this one. Blake Beers completing his warm-up tosses, and Austin Gauthier will lead it off for the Tulsa Drillers. Gauthier is the right fielder. He's a right-handed hitter. He'll be followed by Orbit Vivas, the second baseman. Vivas batting second and playing second. And Jose Ramos will bat third, the center fielder. Third in the order. Gauthier at 269 stands in, taps the plate. And Blake Beers, baseball in hand. Let's play some baseball tonight. First pitch of this game goes down and away for ball one, and we are underway. Pitch of the rest of the Drillers order. Gauthier stands in. Hands up, high swing, sends one right back up the middle. A top spin bouncing ball gets into center field, a base hit. So Gauthier leads this game off with a single right back up the middle and right over the bag. So one on and nobody down. Norbert Vivas will be the batter. Jose Ramos is mentioned on deck in center field. Rest of the order, Imanol Vargas is the first baseman. He'll bat cleanup. Vargas in the cleanup spot. Eddie's Leonard is the shortstop, and he will bat fifth. Leonard at short, batting in the five spot. Here's Vivas, solid hitter at 299, left-handed hitter. Swings and fouls it back, 0-1 to count to the Drillers' second baseman. Diego Cartaya, catcher by trade, designated hitter in this game. Cartaya will bat sixth, the DH. Yusnail Diaz will bat seventh and play the seventh spot. Diaz in left field. Set by Beers. Runner takes the lead. Gauthier, he's running. Pitch is swung on. Lifts it high in the air. Foul ball, and that will get out of play. So Gauthier back to first base. Austin got a very good jump, but Vivas fouled it away, so it's 0-2, and Gauthier back to the bag at first. Cody Hosey gets the start at third base this evening for Tulsa. He will bat eighth. Cody Hosey is the third baseman. And Carson Taylor bats ninth. He's the catcher. Taylor behind the dish batting ninth. Pierce is set. Gauthier not running. Pitch just down low, and the count goes 1-2. Pretty good eye right there from Yorbit Vivas, but the pitch dropped down a bit low. Left-handed hitter has 10 home runs and 40 driven in. Very active hands initially as he sets up. Now to kind of quiet down. Now waggles that. That swings. It's a high fly ball foul right side over toward the seats. And that will rattle into the seats about halfway up on the first base side. Still 1-2. So Gauthier, Vivas, and Ramos up top. Vargas, Leonard, and Cartaya in the middle of the Tulsa order. And Diaz, Hosey, and Taylor rounded out for the Drillers. Set by Beers. Count 1-2. And Gauthier will draw a throw over. Shadow's already stretching out in front of home plate. About halfway to the pitcher's mound and up just past first base right to the edge of the outfield grass. Everything else, second, third, short, and all three outfielders in bright sunlight. Stretched by the right-hander, Beers with a pitch, and fastball sails outside. Ball two, 2-2. Blake, since being promoted from advanced single-A Lansing, making his ninth appearance with the Rockhounds, mentioned earlier, 2-3, 6.02 ERA. Long look into the sign, and now at time called at home plate by Yorbit Vivas. Vivas, one of those guys, apparently not superstitious, wears 13 on his back. Drillers wearing classic road grays, trimmed in the Dodger blue tonight. Set to the right-hander, 2-2 count. Gauthier the lead, bluffs, doesn't go, swing, and a miss. And Vivas out on strikes. Good breaking pitch. Got him. So Blake Beers with a base hit. And now a strikeout. One on and one man down. The batter is Jose Ramos. Ramos, the center fielder. 260. The batting average has 16 homers. 51 driven in. Had a good year for power at the single A level last year. And should, I think, probably surpass that this season. Takes a called strike. 0-1. I'll say among the Texas League leaders from the power categories and home runs and ribbies. And got his 51st run batted in on an RBI double last night. Throw to first by Beers, and boy, that was serious. Diving back in is Gauthier. Rockhounds defensively in this game have Johnny Butler in left field. Caden Trinkle is in center. Denzel Clark getting the night off. Lazaro Armentero surrounding right. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on. Hit in the air. Left field. Well struck. They're going back with room. Making the catch. Johnny Butler. Edge of the track. Deep left field. Well hit ball by Ramos. Turned on it. Might have gotten in on him a little bit. And ran out of steam just at the warning track. And straight away left field. Johnny Butler makes the play there. So one on and two man down. And here is Emanuel Vargas, the first baseman. I think 258, need to, a really good run producer. Ramos with 51 runs batted in, and Vargas with 50 right behind him in the lineup. Two guys among the league's best in run production. First pitch swing, line drive down to left field line. That's a fair ball into the corner. This may bring home a run. Butler will hustle over and grab it, going to hold the runner. Late stop sign, and oh, they got him off the bag at third. He's out. Well, I think third base coach is going to have to take that one. Late stop sign. Gauthier came around the bag, but he was absolutely a sitting duck. So the inning will end a couple of base hits. Vargas will get a double down the left field line. But there's no runs on two hits, no errors, and one man left on base. So a half inning in the books, and the Drillers threatened to come up empty. Village Car Wash, score of our game, Tulsa nothing. And against talented right-hander and prospect Nick Brasso, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Austin Gauthier is out at third base. Wanted to make sure, I believe it was just a 7-5 throw, and yes, that's the case. So Johnny Butler to Jack Winkler for the third out, but I think you really just, in that case, that kind of got to lay that one at the feet of the third base coach, and that is acting manager, by the way, Juan Apodaca. Touch on that in this broadcast. Manager Scott Hennessy is away from the team. Scott was diagnosed with cancer, is undergoing treatment, and boy, we just wish him the very, very best. Scott is one of those people. He is a true baseball man, and that is a huge compliment from, and I think a term of endearment, certainly anybody who works in or around this game. So our very best to Scott. And we go to the bottom of the first inning, and Nick Fresso fires a fastball, got a high strike on the outside edge to Cooper Bowman, right-handed hitter. He's the DH in this game. Fresso, big, tall right-hander, swinging a foul straight back, and it's 0-2. Cooper, the DH, leading things off. Drew Swift is on deck. He's the second baseman. Drew batting second, playing second. Fresso into the motion. Delivery swung on, tapped out towards second base, but Vivas is there. He'll make the play with ease. Throws to first for the out. One down. Caden Trinkle moves to the three spot. He is playing the eighth position. Center fielder Caden Trinkle batting third. Johnny Butler moves up to cleanup tonight. Rocktown's left fielder Johnny Butler batting in the cleanup spot. J.J. Schwarz will bat fifth. He's behind the plate. J.J. catching, batting fifth. Drew Swift takes up high. Ball one from the tall right-hander. One ball and no strikes. Shane McGuire batting sixth. He's the first baseman. McGuire at first. 1-0 pitch. Fouled straight back. Count goes 1-1 to Drew. Jack Winkler makes his Double-A debut. Third baseman batting seventh. Jack Winkler at third for the Hounds. 1-1 pitch to Swift. Going out the outside corner. Well, there's a fastball up with a slider to the outside edge and a called strike 1-2. Really nice succession of pitches right there. The one ball, two strike stretch and pitch by Fresso. Check swing. They're going to appeal that. Boy, I guess no appeal necessary. Home plate umpire Steven Rios Jr. will ring him up. So Drew out on strikes. Quickly two up and two men down. And here is Caden Trinkle, center fielder in his second Double-A game. Lazaro Armenteros batting eighth. He's in right field. Lazaro in right. Then Max Muncy rounds it out. Rockhound shortstop batting ninth. Max Muncy. Fastball high from Fresso, one ball and no strikes. Cheating into third base, Cody Hosey, about a half step behind the bag as all creeps in a little bit more. The pitch, well, again, high strike, one ball, one strike. Caden, left-handed hitter, 0-for-4 in last night's game. Delivery from Fresso is up and in for a ball. The count goes 2-1. Bowman, Swift, and Trinkle. Butler, Schwarz, and McGuire. Winkler, Armenteros, and Muncy rounded out for the Hounds. Fresso is 2-1, swung on and missed, and the count evens up at 2-2. Nick takes an extra moment right here, but in this first inning so far, he has pitched at a very brisk pace. Here's the 2-2 delivery. That's inside for ball three. Backed him away with a fastball at 95. Yeah, and his fastball easily in the 95 to 97 range is where it will sit. And is capable of putting his foot on the gas and hitting triple digits from time to time. Here is the 3-2 pitch, and it's fouled back. And so Caden hangs in there on 3-2. Left-handed hitting center fielder. Mentioned Denzel Clark. And Denzel's kind of the senior member, if you will, I guess, of the way the roster and the lineup currently sit, but he's got the night off. Ground ball toward first, but it's a foul ball. Vargas will make the play, but in foul territory, wide of the line, count 3-2. So the Hounds certainly without, I think it's safe to say, their biggest bat on the current alignment. And facing, again, a Dodgers prospect, Nick rated number 8 in the Dodgers organization by the MLB.com pipeline. 3-2 pitch, bounced toward first again, this time a foul ball. It was a fair ball, it skipped past first baseman down the line. Vargas couldn't make the play, and Trinkle will get to second base. I think that'll be a base hit. I don't know. It looked like it kicked a little bit to me, so we'll have to see. It'll be a base hit. So down the line it goes, and Caden Trinkle, first double-A base hit. Vargas charged that ball. Looked like it took a little bit of a kick. And so Trinkle gets the double down the right field line. Caden is on, and here's Johnny Butler. Boy, moves into the cleanup spot tonight. Just Johnny, he's been in the lower third of the order, playing in just his ninth game. Swings and fouls it back, and the count is 0-1. Had a terrific game last night. Butler went 2-for-4 with a double and a triple. Of course, he's a graybeard now, playing in his ninth double-A game. Hounds roster really changing as of yesterday. Pitch boy called strike just got there. That got the edge, and apparently it did. 94 and in a little bit on Butler. A quick 0-2 count. Boy, Frasso with a really good, strong, aggressive pitch. And it just got there, but get there it did. It's 0-2. Trinkle takes the lead off second base. And now stepping away and asking for time is Johnny Butler. Johnny at 194 in his 8 games. 6 hits, 5 of them for extra bases. Stretching pitch by Frasso. A little squibber foul up first base side toward his own dugout. Count stays 0-2. And again, Frasso very aggressive coming inside with that pitch. Shadow stretches out pretty quickly here. It's up past first base and right out to the base of the pitcher's mound. And just after takeoff, if you will, that baseball will fly from the sunlight into the shadows. Frasso's pitch, swing and a miss. Great sink on that delivery. Might have been a foul tip, and if so, good job by Carson Taylor hanging on. So each team gets at least one base hit in the inning, but neither team on the board. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one man left on for the Rockhounds. So one inning in the books. Saturday night ball game, the middle of a 3-game series. Our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash, and after one, no score.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, oh, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Shortstop Betis Leonard leads it off. We go to the top of the second inning. Right-hander Blake Mears, first pitch. Misses wide, ball one. One ball, no strikes to Leonard. He'll be followed by Diego Cartaya. Yusnail Diaz in the second inning. No score. Rockhounds and the Drillers. Beers with a pitch, backup delivery, rolled toward the shortstop. Going to get knocked down beautifully by Muncy. No play, but a terrific get by Max Muncy. Infield single for Leonard, one shortstop. Getting the infield single with his opposite number, making a terrific effort. Mentioned, really anxious to watch Max over the second half of this season as he makes his Double-A debut. He's only 20. Tremendous skills, and well, that was a really nice play. Couldn't make any throw, but he got to the baseball, and Leonard gets the third base of the game for the Drillers. Breaking pitch called strike on the outside corner to Diego Cartaya. Find his name right at the top of the Dodgers prospect list. Both MLB.com and Baseball America, in fact, have him number one in the Dodgers farm system. Swings and fouls one back, and it's 0-2. Hitting just 199, but I think the number you look at as well is age, only 21, has some power, 11 home runs, 37 driven in. Slightly open stance, one on, nobody down. Drillers have had three base runners in this game, swing and a miss on a good breaking pitch away, and three pitches, and Cartaya is dispatched. So, three hits allowed, but two strikeouts for Blake Beers, and here's Yusnail Diaz. Left fielder at 232, five home runs, 20 driven in. Had a double last night, couple of strikeouts in the series opener. Big swing and a miss, boy, he had a rip, pitch down and in 0-1. Teams meeting for the second time this season, a six-game series, first homestand of the year for the Rockhounds, well back in April, and now this quick three-gamer. 0-1 stretch, pitch by Beers, backup delivery sent hard into center field, but right there is Trinkle. He'll make the catch. Ball hit right at him, and with those glasses glistening, Caden makes the catch for the out. A well-hit ball, but two men down. Here's Cody Hosey. I'm kidding with somebody about it today, but I would love to file an official complaint. We do not go to One Oak Field this year. That's just not right. Chopper to third base, and that's going to be over the goal. Max Muncy makes the play, throws wide, and runner will advance all the way to third base, does Eddie's Leonard. Chopper was hit just past the third baseman, Jack Winkler. Muncy made a terrific play through to first, and that'll be a base hit all the way. My goodness, what a nice pick again. But it is runners at first and third, and Leonard very aggressively and very wisely, alertly, a better word for it, goes all the way to third base. Infield single to shortstop. Second infield single of the inning. It's first and third with two men down, and here's Carson Taylor. Left-handed hitting catcher. Fourth base of the game for Tulsa, and the pitch in the dirt, and my goodness, another run scores on a wild pitch. My goodness, that is four consecutive runs last night and tonight combined, which have scored on a wild pitch, the last four runs in this series. So that one just got away from Blake Beers. Down to second goes Hosey, and to score is Leonard. And now, of course, that base running, again, really good aggressive base running on the long and wide throw by Max Muncy. The swing and ground ball to second base. Drew Swift will make that play, and he goes to first base for the out. Well, wild pitches all of a sudden. The best way to score runs. One run and a couple of base hits, no errors, and one man left on base. So, in this ball game, it is the Drillers to get on top first, and we'll go to the bottom of the second. Village Car Wash score of the game, Tulsa 1, Rockhounds nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focused Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Bottom half of the second inning, Tulsa 1, Rockhounds nothing. J.J. Torres will be the leadoff batter. Shane McGuire will follow, and then Jack Winkler near the Rockhounds second inning. For Jack, by the way, that'll be his first double-A at bat. And Nick Frasso goes back to the mound. Nick, 6'5", 200 pounds, came over from the Toronto Blue Jays. Well, the Dodgers got a terrific prospect in a trade deadline deal, Mitch White and Alex DeJesus going to the Blue Jays. And the Dodgers got a couple of pitchers, including fellow on the mound, Nick Frasso. And again, he is ranked in the top 10 among L.A. Dodgers prospects. He's 6'5", and again, throws hard. And one of the things that we have now, you can see it when you watch him pitch, but it's in all of the scouting reports, he's very tall, as MLB said, built more like a basketball player. So he's got long arms. He throws hard. And boy, the long arms, the wingspan, make that baseball seem to get there even faster. Delivers up and away here to J.J. Schwarz for ball one. J.J. at 215, six home runs, 26 driven in. Trying to break out of a little slide of late. Takes a called strike down the middle. One ball and one strike to J.J. Six home runs and 26 driven in. Frasso with a pitch, and we got the outside corner called strike one and two. Perhaps a tinge pitcher-friendly on the zone. That's just an observation, not a complaint. One ball and two strikes. Pitch swung on and a foul tip. J.J. hangs in there at a ball and two strikes. Frasso 1-3 with a 4.01 ERA. Before this season, he had not gone further than four innings in a game. He did so a few times early in this season, but only once of any recent vintage. A swing and a miss, and boy, that is three strikeouts already. And that was a big number early in the game for both teams last night. The whip. Shane McGuire. At one point in last night's game, beginning with the last out of the bottom of the first, 11 batters came to the plate. They were all retired, 10 of them, 10 of the 11 on strikes. Shane McGuire rolls one out towards shortstop. Leonard charges, makes the play at the shoe top, throws to first for the out. Shane McGuire bounces to short on a first pitch AB, and here's Jack Winkler.
Third baseman Jack Winkler.
Frasso in his 15th start for the Drillers. He has gone through his first 14 appearances, 42 and two-thirds innings. So, again, doesn't go very deep into games. Interesting note on him, at least a stat. Pitch drops down low for a ball, 1-0. He's given up only two home runs on the season. And, again, a guy who throws hard. Pitch down and in, quick 2-0 count to Jack Winkler. His first double-A at bat, one of the new arrivals, four of them from the Lansing Lugnuts of the Midwest League. 2-0 stretch and pitch to Jack up high. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Lazaro Armenteros would be next here in the Rockhounds second inning. Nobody on and two men down. The 3-0 pitch, one would think Jack will take. He does, and it's a strike, 3-1. Frasso, 13 walks is all in 42 and two-thirds, and he struck out 58 batters, so he is a strikeout type of pitcher. 3-1. Swung on, hit in the air, center field. That is well struck, but with room drifting over is Ramos, and he will haul it in. Well hit ball off the bat of Jack Winkler, but a line drive, and again, a lot of wind, and it's blowing largely inward. That was hit right into the teeth of it. So two innings in the books, and on another run of a wild pitch, which has been a theme of late. Village Car Wash score. Tulsa 1, Rockhounds nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the Tulsa order in the top half of the third inning. Austin Gauthier will lead it off. Single his first time up. Takes down and away. Ball one from Blake Beers. One ball, no strikes. And Austin initially sent home on a two-out double by Emanuel Vargas. Pitch to the outside half is a called strike from Blake, and the count goes one and one. Juan Apodaca then tried to put on a late stop sign, but Gauthier was already well around the bag, tried to get back to third, but he was thrown out into the inning. Big swing and a miss. Boy, he had a rip at that pitch, and the count, it was one and two. That was a 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Blake Beers. One and two to Gauthier. Right-handed hitter is Austin. Pitch went just up and in, not by much, came in a somewhat friendly zone. And that went a little bit high and tight. Two balls and two strikes. Gauthier waits, takes, that's down and away, ball three. So a full count now, leading it off here in the second. Norbert Vivas is on deck. Jose Ramos will follow. Tulsa with a 1-0 advantage. Pitch from Beers, up, down and away. And boy, Blake make talking to himself there. And he yanked that pitch a little bit. Ball four, one man on, and nobody down. So the Drillers have had plenty of base runners. That's five of the first 10 batters up reaching base. Norbert Vivas is the batter, left-handed hitter. Not a big guy, but he can put the bat on the ball. That is his primary skill. 5'10", 171, native of Venezuela. Pitch drops to the dirt for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes. Not a big guy, but very talented hitter. 299 average coming into this game. He'll draw his share of walks as well. He's had one of the best strikeout ratios in terms of least strikeouts in minor league baseball last year. Sends one left side base hit. That'll get down between third and short. Boy, that ball got in on him a little bit, and he just pushed it. Left side, clean base hit for Vivas. So it's two on, and it's nobody out, and that'll bring up Jose Ramos. So five base hits and a base on balls. And Ramos is the batter. Flew out to deep left field his first time up. Really hit it hard, but Johnny Butler hauled it in, basically edge of the track in straightaway left field. Two on, nobody down. Pitch by Beers, lifted high in the air to right field. This is well struck, but going back is Armenteros. Back pedals, he's got it short of the track. Lead runner will easily advance to third as Gauthier will come into third base. First pitch swing by Ramos. Went the opposite way this time. Flew out to Armenteros in fairly deep right field. So one man down, but first and third again, the runners. And Emanuel Vargas will be the batter. He doubled his first time up, and again on that one, Gauthier originally sent home, but he was caught off the bag at third base, and that ended the inning. And certainly cost Tulsa a chance at a run. Pitch outside and high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So Vargas off to a really good start in this series. He's 3-for-5. He went 2-for-4 with a couple of singles last night. Beers comes set. Runners at the corners. Pitch swung on. Lifted high in the air. Left side foul ball. That'll drift. There it is. Well out of play. Left side of the ballpark. And a one ball, one strike count. Tulsa 1, Rockhounds nothing. top half of the third. Started to mention earlier, if you're in the neighborhood, we've got fireworks after this game. There's still time to come out to the ballpark. The Hounds are home on a Saturday. That means fireworks. And I checked the calendar. It's Saturday. Toss to first base. Runner will get back in there. And again, the runner at first is Jorbit Vivas. Runner at third, Austin Gauthier. Imanol Vargas, left-handed hitter, waits. Pitch from Beers. That's a sharply hit ball. Max Muncy will knock it down. Throws to second for the out. The relay throw not quite in time. What an effort. Run scores. Boy, Max Muncy, kid can flat play shortstop. Ranging to his right in the hole, made the play on a sharply hit ball. He threw back across the body, and he got Jorbit Vivas at second, and Drew Swift's relay was close. So run scores. RBI for Vargas is his 51st of this season. Shares the team lead now with Jose Ramos, a swing and a foul back of Ennis Leonard's bat. So for Vargas, RBI fielder's choice. And it is a 2-0 Tulsa lead. Whatever the play by Muncy results in an out. Very nearly a double play. Certainly was within. It was close, put it that way. Won the bang-bang play, but, well, that was nicely done. 0-1 pitch, and that will just miss up and away. Not by much. 1-1 to Leonard. Eddie's with a base hit, an infield single that Muncy made a really good play on in the second. Eventually came around, scored on a wild pitch. 2-0 Tulsa, 1-on, 2-out. Pitch swung, on foul straight back. Count 1-2 now to Leonard. Eddie's right-handed hitter. He's going to step out, asks for time. Pitch clock will reset here in a couple of moments. Base runner is Imanol Vargas. And back in steps Leonard for the 1-2 count. Beers comes set. Hands right about at the letters. Big leg kick in the pitch. Boy, just outside. That's ball two. Blake thought he had a strike, and I'm not so sure Leonard didn't as well. He was kind of leaning a little bit. Body language will tell you he wasn't sure on that. Two balls, two strikes. 1-on, 2-down. Breaking pitch, that's way low and outside. The count goes full, 3-2, so Vargas will run with the pitch here. Leonard at the plate. Diego Cartaya would be next here in the third for Tulsa. 3-2, Beers with a pitch. Big high chopper out towards second base, and Swift backhands it, picks it clean, throws to first for the out. Big top spin bouncing ball, and a terrific backhanded pick right down around the shoe tops by Drew Swift. Well, you can see him judging that ball in midair. He made a really nice play. Boy, Hounds played some outstanding defense in this inning, but the Drillers come up with a run. So to the bottom half of the third we go. Village Car Wash score now reads Tulsa 2, Rockhouse nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Hilliard IT Solutions bringing you Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and the Tulsa Drillers. Tulsa on top by a 2-0 count. Notice that, was it today or last night? Machado, I think it was last night, but Machado has just joined the 300 home run club. Yeah, that's a fair amount of guys, but when you think of the thousands and thousands who have picked up a baseball bat and done that in the major leagues, 300 home runs, that is a real milestone, and Manny Machado reached it. So a little trivia about that coming up. As we go to the bottom of the third, called strike to Lázaro Armenteros at the inside corner at the knees. 8-9-1 in the Rockhounds' order here in the third. Frasso's pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. Well, Lázaro, a little personal business he would like to extend. Went 1-for-4 last night. Takes outside for a ball. It's 2-1, kind of a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Armenteros night. Went 1-for-4. He had a single, a steal, and had 3 strikeouts. 2-1 pitch. Oh, my, just got there. Frasso has thrown maybe 3, 4, maybe even 5 just perfect pitches. Just nipping the outside edge. 2-2 to Lázaro. Breaking pitch got him. Back up, swing and a miss. Out on strikes. Armenteros has reached base in 11 consecutive games, but he is out on strikes here. That's 4 strikeouts among the first 8 hitters faced for Nick Frasso. Here's Max Muncy. Well, I think we can safely say the young man brought his glove with him from Lansing. Right-handed hitter. First round draft choice. Boy, takes again. Strike just got the outside corner. Frasso, really quick pace. Delivery, boy, he fires strike 2, and that one a little bit down, further down in the zone, got the outside corner, and Max finds himself down 0-2. About 2 breaths into the at-bat. 0-2 pitch drops down and away. That's a really good 0-2 pitch, though, because that had to be awfully tempting. Started basically about knee-high down the middle, broke down and away, but had to be tempting, as well as Frasso's throwing. Here's the 1-2, and that ball swung on it. Fouled straight back, ball and 2 strikes. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman on deck here in the third. Max 1-for-2 and was hit by a pitch in last night's game. His base hit and RBI single. His first AB, swinging it. Foul back out of play, count is 1-2. Again, the wind almost straight in right now. Tried to open the window again between innings, not happening. Picking up the paperwork and pinning it to the wall. Swing and a miss by Max is a good breaking pitch. Boy, it was up in the zone. It had a good amount of break on it. And Max swinging right through the 1-2 pitch. So two men down. Here's Cooper now. Top of the order. Right-handed hitter. Bounced to second. His first time up. Takes low and away for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Cooper now with 21 stolen bases in 22 attempts. Tempted, did not go. Pitch outside, count is 2-0. All for 1 in this one, but 255 on the season. Swings and fouls it back, and the count 2 balls and 1 strike. Think that boy, that ball will get out of play. Good effort by Mezures Vargas and Gauthier, the first baseman and right fielder, respectively, for Tulsa. Well, it booked it over there, but that ball did get into the seats. Cooper, since his return, including this game, 10-for-21. Pitch from Frasso is lifted high in the air, pop up out toward the shortstop, and right there to glove it is Leonard for the out. So, boy, a very effective inning. A couple of strikeouts and a pop out for Nick Frasso. We have played 3. Our Village Car Wash score of this game. The Tulsa Grillers 2 and the Rockhounds nothing.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
Drillers have threatened right from the get-go, and they lead it by the score of 2-0. Line score in this game, Tulsa 2 runs on 5 base hits. Rockhounds, no runs, 1 hit, and in fact, just 1 base runner in this game. Drillers got a couple of base hits in the first inning. Again, the final out of the first inning went in third base. Well, when you say the base runner overran third, it really wasn't his fault. He was given the go-ahead and then a late stop sign, and Austin Gauthier was caught off the bag. Wasn't really his doing. Here's Diego Cartaya now to lead it off in the fourth. Picks inside for a ball, 1-0. Drillers on the board in the second inning. Singles by Eddie's Leonard and Cody Hosey, and a wild pitch bringing home a run. Fourth consecutive run in this series, scoring by that means. Bouncer foul at the plate. Count 1-1 to Cartaya. Strikeout victim his first time was Diego. Catcher by Trey, designated hitter in this one. He'll be followed by Yusmeel Diaz and Cody Hosey. Blake Beers into his fourth inning of work. Pitch is a fastball. Ooh, foul tip on that. Man, that got catcher J.J. Schwartz. So Steven Rios Jr., our home plate umpire, going to walk a baseball out to the mound. Ooh, give J.J. a moment. Well, that was one that you could kind of almost feel that. Not quite, of course, but just that little tip and that change of direction. Got J.J. Steven will dust some, I guess, whisk some imaginary dust off home plate. Now we're ready to go. 1-2 should be the count. There we go. Pitch from Beers swung on and popped up, but that'll get out of play right side. 1-2. Drillers just moments ago expanding the lead. Leadoff walk to Austin Gauthier. Base hit by Norbert Vivas, and then on a terrific defensive effort, shortstop Max Muncy, fielder's choice of run scores. Swing and a foul tip here, and the count stays 1-2. With runners at first and third, Emanuel Vargas hit a ball into the hole at short. Muncy made a terrific get through back across his body. Second baseman Drew Swift, good relay, and it was in the neighborhood but not in time. Run scored. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, Cartaya swung at a pitch that wound up, boy, almost on the outside edge of the left-hand batter's box. He is out on strikes. So three strikeouts for Blake Beers, two at the expense of Cartaya, and here is Yusmeel Diaz, right-handed hitter. He lined out sharply to center his first time. He's down and away for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Diaz at 232, 5 homers and 20 driven in. Right-handed hitter rests that bat on the shoulder for a moment, now swings and misses at the 1-0 pitch, and it's 1-1. So the Drillers with the 2-0 advantage trying to even this series. They took 4 out of 6 the first meeting. This, of course, is a short one. Chopper up the middle. It's going to be a tough play for Swift. Edge of the grass. Sets, turns, throws, and got it. Well, that ball hit right back up the middle. The long topspin bouncing ball nicely handled by Swift. Throw not quite as... Yeah, Diaz, really, speed is not his stock in trade. Thought that might be a little closer than it was, but a good play nonetheless by Swift. And there are 2 men down for Cody Hosey. Infield single that set up the first run of the game for Cody, his first time up, and that was on a good play by Max Muncy at short. Pitch way low and outside for a ball. 1-0. Have a feeling we will say the words "nice play at short" by Max Muncy more than a few times between now and September. 1-0 pitch fouled straight back to the screen, and it's 1-1. I think I gave you the totals just to make sure. Tulsa, 2 runs, 5 hits. Rockhounds, no runs, 1 hit. Nick Frasso has struck out 5 of the first 10 batters he has faced. Pitch way up and in. And the count goes 2-1. Frasso has sent down 7 in a row since giving up a 2-out double to Caden Trinkle in the first inning.
2-1 count. Beers with a pitch. That backs up with just inside. Ball three. Three balls and a strike. Carson Taylor on deck for Tulsa. Posey at 242. Cody with four home runs, 18 driven in. He takes, and that's just inside. That's ball four. And boy, Beers in disagreement. And has some folks on his side here in the stands for sure. Didn't miss by much with either of those pitches, the 2-1 and 3-1. Carson Taylor grounded out to second baseman Drew Swift his first time. Carson, left-handed hitting catcher. Out of Duluth, Georgia. Taps the left shoulder with a bat as he waits, takes, and that's a strike to the knees. And count goes 0-1. Taylor, 7 home runs, 18 driven in. Shares the catching duties with Diego Cartaya. 0-1 stretch and pitch. Tempted. That's a called strike. Again, upper edge strike. Count 0-2. Taylor, I think, just asking for time. I don't know if he commented on that pitch. Of course, he's the catcher, so a little bit of leeway. One on and two men down. Top of the order, Austin Gauthier waiting on deck. Stretched by Beers. 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. Count will stay 0-2. Mentioned Blake Beers in his 8 starts. He's right out of hit per inning coming in. 40 and a third, 41 hits, 13 walks, 36 strikeouts, so almost 3-1 ratio. Pitch down and in for a ball. Again, it's been certainly a season, we said, of ups and downs since coming up to AA, but that's really not unusual. Much like hitters, very few guys get to this level and just cruise right through. There are those, of course, who do. 1-2 Pitch from Beers. Ah, good breaking pitch. Swung on and missed. Out on strikes is Carson Taylor. So the fourth strikeout for Blake Beers. No runs. 4 hits, 1 walk, and 1 man left on base. 300 home run club, the topic when we return. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Village Car Wash score, Tulsa 2, Rockhounds nothing.
New Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockouts. Based on 1977 to 2021, see web total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities, including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combine with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
2-3-4 in the Rockhounds' order. Drew Swift will lead it off against right-hander Nick Brasso. Going into his fourth inning of work. Again, hasn't gone past that very often. But he has been very sharp and in command of this game so far. Swift takes way up high for a ball. 1-0. Drew a strikeout victim his first time. But Manny Machado, 300 home run club, just got there. It's a heck of a milestone pitch. Boy, high strike on the inside edge. 1-1. Caden Trinkle and Johnny Butler will follow. Different look to the lineup this evening, even from last night. Called strike on the outside half. It's 1-2. Drew Swift, right-handed hitter, came in at 333, and he chops this one foul. Might have gotten his foot, count as a ball and two strikes. 300 is not easily attained. There are some guys chasing. How many active players have more than 250 home runs, do you think? Machado again getting number 300 most recently. Pitch high and away to Drew. Two balls, two strikes. How many current players, active players, have more than 250 home runs? Swinging a ball hit back up middle. Second baseman backhands it. Does Vivas throws to first and got it by a step. Nicely handled by Yorbit Vivas. That ball hit right over the bag at second. Yorbit with a nice backhand pick. Throws Swift out, so second baseman retires the other. And here is Caden Trinkle. He has the Hounds' only base hit. He's been the Rockhounds' only base runner in this game. A double that took a bit of a hop, a sharply hit ball that got past Vargas down the right field line in the first. He takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. While you ponder, by the way, how many current hitters have 250 or more home runs, Not a long list, by the way. Pitched down and away, it's one ball, one strike. I was looking at career home runs, just looking at the 300 home run club. And three names and just where they stand kind of jumped out. Swinging a foul out of play, it's 1-1. Make it 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Caden Trinkle. The great Ricky Henderson, I didn't keep him out of Cooperstown, of course. He did so many things. Henderson had 297. Had to drive Ricky crazy. 297. Mark Reynolds, good power hitter, at 298. 1-2 pitch way up and in. Two balls, two strikes. And one of the really good guys, former Midland Angel, did his games in his very first pro year, 1989, in the Northwest League. Tim Salmon, one of the great Angels of all time. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Caden Trinkle is out on strikes. Now, he's arguing something here. I don't know if he thought he was... That's interesting. Don't know what the argument might be. Said something and walked away. But now, I wasn't looking directly at him. Maybe he thought he might have asked for time. But in any way, in any sense, Trinkle is out. Six strikeouts for Nick Frasso. Two down for Johnny Butler. Strikeout victim his first time up. Pitch up and away for a ball. Tim Salmon finished his big league career with 299 home runs. Well, that's just cruel. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Frasso is really in command right now. And, of course, he is facing a lineup with a pretty good number of young hitters, not just the new guys in the roster. Bouncer foul wide of first base, but there are those. Drew Swift is playing in his 16th game at the AA level. Caden Trinkle, his second. Johnny Butler, his ninth. Jack Winkler, his first. And Max Muncy, his second. So, Frasso is facing a somewhat inexperienced lineup. Cooper Bowman, who's back with the Rockouts, playing in just his 35th game. Pitch from Frasso, and that's hit out towards second. And Vivas will make that play. And again, a very easy inning for Frasso, as he gets a couple of bounce outs and a strikeout. That'll give you the answer to our trivia question on the other side of the break, but it is, boy, that's 10 up and 10 down in succession since the early double off the bat of Caden Trinkle. After four innings complete, we're at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash, and through four, the Drillers on top, 2-0.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See HEB.com for details.
The game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tulsa and Nick Brasso in command of this game. Score is just 2-0, but boy, Brasso has been outstanding. Last 10 in a row retired. And he has struck out a half a dozen of the first 13 that he's faced in this game. So we go to the top half of the fifth. Thanks so much for spending part of your Saturday evening with us. Rockhounds and Drillers. One more time tomorrow afternoon. A 1 o'clock start. Tulsa continues on the road. Go to Springdale, Arkansas to face Northwest Arkansas before heading home to One Oak Field. Austin Gauthier leads it off. He's had a good ball game. Takes a strike on the outside edge of the knees, 0-1. He singled in the first, walked and scored in the third. He'll be followed by Yorbit Vivas and Jose Ramos. Blake Beers into the motion. Pitch swung on and that's fouled back and it's 0-2. Hounds will head to Corpus Christi after tomorrow's game. Six-game series with the Hooks beginning Tuesday. Rockhounds' remainder of the season after this weekend, there are 9 weeks remaining, each a six-game series Tuesday through Sunday, and they will alternate for the Hounds the rest of the way, road and home. Road, home, road. Pitch way up high for us. I know that's not all nine. Pitch up high for a ball, one ball, two strikes. I figured you probably got the point. 1-2 to Gauthier, right-handed hitter at 269 coming into the game. Pitch from Beers is swung and it popped up right side. That ball, is it playable toward the right field corner? This is out of our line of sight. And let's see, the catch is made. It is Lazaro Armenteros, and that is completely blocked from our view by the grass berm in that right field corner, but Lazaro makes the catch. So it's a foul ball to the right fielder in the corner, and Gauthier is retired. Talking Manny Machado, the 300 home run club. How many guys currently active have 250 or more home runs? Give you two pitches here to, as Rodney Dangerfield said in Caddyshack, place your bets, place your bets. Pitch down and into Yorvid Vivas, one ball, no strikes. Left-handed hitter, 1-for-2 with a single. He's active at the plate. Swings hard hit ball right side. That's a clean base hit past the diving Drew Swift into right field. Boy, Vivas, again, he is just he's a hitter. He's not real big. Size is an issue for him in terms of making the next two steps. But, man, the kid can hit. And he's 2-for-3 in this game. One man on and one man down. Sixth base hit for Tulsa. There are 5 players in big league baseball. One of them, by the way, is a franchise alum with 250 or more. It's a big swing and a miss by Ramos. Jose has flown out twice, once to left very deep and once to right fairly deep. In fact, there's nobody between 250 and 279. There's nobody. But 279 to 297, there are 5 looking to join the 300 home run club. I would think each of them should get there, a couple of them almost for certain. Josh Donaldson, 2009 Rockhound, 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Boy, it's a good aggressive pitch by Beers, really tied up Ramos on the inside edge, 0-2. Josh has 279. Not a guarantee of getting to 300, but he certainly got a great chance at it. Carlos Santana, a veteran player. He has 287. He's still very much active. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, a 3-pitch strikeout of Ramos. Blake Beers with his 5th strikeout. Boy, that's a good selection of pitches and changing elevation and speed. 2 down, and here is Ivanal Vargas. Well, Vargas has a double and a fielder's choice and an RBI. The RBI coming on the fielder's choice. Was that wonderful play by Muncy at shortstop. Left-handed hitter stands in, 1-on, 2-out. Pitch swung on and sliced foul, out of play, 0-1. So Josh Donaldson, 279, Carlos Santana, 287. Bryce Harper will certainly get there and far beyond, I'm sure. 288 for Bryce Harper. Anthony Rizzo, 294, so he's right on the doorstep. Pitch down the middle, called strike 2. And the closest is Andrew McCutchen. Been around a while, but he only needs 3 more. 297 for Andrew McCutchen.
And those are the only five guys above 250 right now on the home run list. 0-2. Pitch swung on and missed. Blake Beers with back-to-back three-pitch whiffs. And again, a really good mix of pitches. Got Ramos and Vargas both on strikes on a total of six pitches. So no runs on a base hit. No errors and a man left. Midway through Saturday evening baseball. And our Village Car Wash score remains Tulsa 2 and the Rock Hounds nothing.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
J.J. Schwarz, Shane McGuire, and Jack Winkler to face Nick Brasso going into his fifth inning of work. He's gone four innings or more seven times on the season, but only twice since April. Schwarz is swinging a foul back, and the count is 0-1. He's gone five innings twice on the season. And again, those are the only two times in his pro career to this point that Nick has gone past four, but he's into the fifth inning here, and he has been really good. Swinging a hard hit ball to shortstop, and oh my goodness, booted. That's going to be an easy one. Leonard throws, Leonard throws first, so that'll be your base knee six. So, J.J. will reach on the fielding error. That ball just flat dropped by Leonard. He retrieved it. Of course, speed is not J.J.'s stock in trade. It was... And when I say close, relatively close, but J.J. reaches, so one man on. Second base runner for the Rockhounds. The only other coming on the only hit of the game for the Hounds, the double by Trinkle. Called strike to Shane McGuire, it's 0-1. Bounced to short, his first time up did Shane. Moving to first base in this game. He and J.J. swapping positions between catcher and first from last night. Looking to bunt, but drawing the bat back. 1-1. Well, Frasso has certainly been in control of this game, and the Drillers have just had that feeling, have certainly basically been in control, but it is only a 2-0 game. There's activity in the Tulsa bullpen now. Frasso comes set and a throw to first base, and J.J. will get back in. Does not have a stolen base nor an attempt on the year, but drew a throw there. Field in shadows, by the way, have got a little bit of a cloud cover, perhaps. Pitch a swing and a miss. Good breaking pitch. Change up and slider, both in the mid-80s range to complement that fastball, which will sit comfortably in the mid-90s and reach up a little higher than that from time to time for Frasso. Loyola Marymount is his baseball alma mater, former Blue Jays farmhand. 1-2 pitch lifted high in the air to left field, not deep. In fact, the third baseman going out into foul ground. Hosey, and he will glove it. Foul territory. Well, that got up in the wind, and the wind just chewed it up. Wasn't going to go very deep anyway, and it wound up in the glove of the third baseman, Hosey. One man down for Jack Winkler. Well, he's 0-1, but he hit it hard in his Double-A debut. Now we've got a visit to the mound, and that's going to be it. Yep, that's going to be it for Nick Frasso. So 4 and a third. Again, and that's largely been about the extent of how far he's gone. And, of course, for Nick, frustration there. If you get two more outs, you're eligible as the pitcher of record, but he will not get through five innings. So it's one man on, it's one man out here in the last half of the fifth inning. The Drillers will go to the bullpen. Four and a third for Frasso, just one base hit. He cannot give up an earned run because the man on base reached on an error. Well, he didn't walk a batter, and he struck out six. So we'll go to the bullpen, and Kevin Gowdy will get the baseball, right-hander. We've said this so often over the years. One of the differences in structure of the roster between the majors and the minors is evident on the Tulsa Drillers roster. There is only one left-handed pitcher on the Drillers roster, and that is left-hander reliever Ben Harris. And obviously you would never have that in the major leagues, but there was a season, I think it was when Webster Garrison, for the years that Webby managed, and the Rockhounds did not have a left-handed pitcher until, if I recall, just before the end of the first half. Now, that's an extreme, but again, just rosters are, simply put, they are built differently at this level than they are in the show. So Kevin Gowdy is on to pitch. Kevin, 6'4", 205. He's from, boy, a pretty nice piece of geography and real estate, Santa Barbara, California. That is some beautiful territory. So a big, tall right-hander on the pitch. Gowdy making his 15th appearance. No wins or losses. ERA is 9. He's given up 24 hits in 16 innings. Walking 9 and striking out 14. So the whip just a tinge over 2, and obviously that's high. So Jack Winkler will face him. Right-handed hitter making his double-A debut in this game. Lined out sharply to center field his first time. Takes a fastball strike. Count is 0-1. Lazaro Armenteros on deck. Max Muncy in the hole. J.J. Schwarz, the base runner, reaching on the error to the shortstop, Leonard. 0-1 set. Gowdy's pitch just low and away. And it's one ball and one strike. So Jack Winkler, one of the quartet from Advanced A Lansing, 6'2", 185, out of Littleton, Colorado. One ball and one strike, big swing and a foul tip. Out to the dirt, one ball and two strikes. And the moves yesterday, again, there were 9 separate moves made on the Rockhounds roster, including the trio going up to the Las Vegas Aviators. Winkler, by the way, Jack hitting 253 in 71 games for the Lansing Lugnuts. Really has good speed. Swings and lines one into left field. That is going to be caught. Hung up just enough for Diaz. Well, Jack's hit it well both times up, but has nothing to show for it. Lined out center. Now a kind of a half liner, half looper out to left. Two men down for Lazaro Armenteros. Lazaro is now one of the graybeards. Opened the season with Lansing, playing in his 44th game, and that puts him pretty high on the pecking order in terms of double-A experience on this club all of a sudden. Check swing, did he go? They appeal. I think he did. Yep, he went around 0-1. Struck out his first time up, did Lazaro. Shane McGuire and Denzel Clark now with the most games played. This is, in terms of experience, this is a really young team. 0-1 pitch, and that drops low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Now, I mentioned it, the three guys who went up, Brett Harris, Lawrence Butler, and Daryl Hernandez. I think they might be missed. I'll give you a number on them. See how this inning continues to unfold. Pitch up high for a ball, two balls and one strike. So one on and two men down. Tulsa 2, Rockhounds nothing. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lazaro, 6 home runs, 36 driven in just 43 games.
Right-handed hitter waits. Pitch. Tempted. Did he go? They appeal. Don't think. Ooh, this time they say he did. Wow, again, it's 2-2. Yep, a little check swing just enough. 2-2 the count. Lazaro stepping out. Pitch clock resets. And now back in. Field in shadows. The wind unrelenting, anywhere from 14 to 18 miles per. 2-2 pitch to Lazaro. Takes just outside. 3-2. Now he thought he had a strike in. Really blaming close pitch just off the outside corner. So full count. Schwarz will run with the pitch. One on and two men down. Gowdy comes set. Runner goes. Pitch takes flight. Ground ball up middle. Got a chance. Lazaro base hit into center field. JJ will put on the brakes and goes back into second base. Well, Lazaro Armenteros extends an on-base streak to a dozen games with a nice single up the middle. Just a second base hit for the Rockhounds. And here is Max Muncy with two on and two men down. So tying runs on base. In Harris, Butler, and Hernandez, those three guys combined hit 302, 20 home runs, 138 RBIs, 53 doubles, and 8 triples. It's a swing and a miss, 0-1. So, as I said yesterday, I don't recall in 32 years, 31 seasons, I'm not sure there has ever been just one set of moves in one day in which, be it the Angels or now the Rockhounds, has lost that much offense. That's a bunch. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. And the moment you say that, again, it's the nature of the game. It's what it's about. All three of those guys more than deserving to go up. And, of course, the door opened by, in part anyway, by Tyler Soderstrom and Zach Geloff getting the ultimate call-up. And that leaves a very young team. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's 2-1. And, of course, two ways to talk youth in terms of age at this level. The chronological variety, of course, but also just experience at the AA level. And the Hounds don't have a bunch. Not among the position players especially. Here's the 2-1. That's down low. A little check swing didn't go. So 3-1 now to Max Muncy. Max, a strikeout his first time up. We have already seen evidence of an amazing glove, by the way. This kid can flat out go get it. Three balls and a strike to count with 2-1 and two men down. 2-0 Tulsa. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Gowdy set at the belt. Glance over the shoulder. I think that's going to pitch clock violation, isn't it? Yeah, it is. And that's ball four. We have not seen much of that at all. But that's ball four, and that loads them up for Cooper Bowman. So, Rockhounds, who have had very little offense in this game. That's two bases on balls. I'm sorry, it's an error, a single on a base on balls. And now that's going to bring a visit to the mound. I mean, you look at those numbers just for a moment. Brett Harris, Lawrence Butler, and Daryl Hernandez. Daryl, by the way, at age 21, gets the call-up while he's the second leading hitter in the Texas League. It was, again, just remarkable. But those three guys combined hit 302, 20 home runs, 138 runs batted in, 53 doubles and 8 triples, and they are gone in one day. So you want to be a double-A manager, do you? Oh, man. I talked to Bobby about it yesterday, and I think we had the same, just kind of the same reaction. You wish them well. You can't possibly deny them the chance. You got to be happy as the Dickens for all three, but my goodness, that is a chunk of talent. So it's going to be a very interesting second half. Batter is Cooper Bowman. He said earlier he's one of the graybeards now. This is his 35th game. Cooper missing a good amount of time after the injury back on May 18th. He takes down and away. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. So in the inning, J.J. Schwarz reaching on an error. Shane McGuire popped out. Jack Winkler lined out. But a base hit by Armenteros and a walk to Muncy. Bases full. Bowman waits. Pitch by Gowdy. Swung on and bounced foul. And the count squares at 1-1. Cooper 0-2 in this game.
and he was injured on May 18th. He rejoined the ball club a week ago yesterday in Frisco. Had a brief rehab in the Arizona Complex League. Right-handed hitter straight away in the box. Runners their leads. Bases full. Pitches taken on the outside corner. Called strike. Boy, just got there. Nick Frasso threw a bunch of those pitches. That kind of location. It is 4 1/3. Lead runner belongs to him on the error. The other two belong to the reliever, Kevin Gowdy. 1-2. Cooper awaits. Stretch and pitch and a swing and a foul tip. And he hangs in there to ball and two strikes. Cooper, 4 home runs and 25 driven in. Again, was caught trying to steal a base for the first time this season during the series in Frisco when his success rate plummeted to 95%. He's now 21 out of 22. But right now he's thinking hitting, not stealing. 1 ball, 2 strikes, bases full. Gowdy's pitch, and he got it. Swing and a miss. Just a nasty breaking pitch. So the inning will come to an end, and a frustrated Cooper Bowman walks away, and we will go to the top of the sixth. We'll give you totals here in about a minute or so, and our Village Car Wash scored through 5, Tulsa 2, Rockhounds nothing.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off. Binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
We go to the top half of inning number 6 in our score, 2-0 Tulsa. I know I kept you waiting, didn't I? I apologize for that. Your friend popped in the booth, and you know what? I let time slide by. I apologize for that. We go to the top half of the 6th, and stepping in is Edis Leonard, the shortstop right-handed hitter. Tulsa leading this game by the score of 2-0. They say time goes by the older you get. Faster, doesn't it? Pitch down on the way, ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. 2-0 lead. Rockhounds had their first real opportunity in this game. The bases full, but came up empty in the last half of the 5th. Leonard, the 2-0 delivery, swings and fouls it back. And the Bears pitch in the count is 2 balls and 1 strike. So Tulsa, 2 runs on 6 hits, 1 error, which started that threat for the Hounds. Hounds loading the bases. Error, walk, and a single. 2-1 pitch to Leonard, and that is down and away for a ball, and it's 3 balls and a strike. Hounds, no runs on 2 hits, no errors. It'll be Leonard, Cartaya, and Diaz here in the 6th inning. Pitch, woo, way inside, almost hit him. In fact, it may have. And, yep, either way, that was going to be first base for Leonard. I'm thinking the indication I saw from our home plate umpire, Stephen Rios Jr., was that was a hit batsman. So it is one on and nobody down, and the Drillers with a chance after the Rockhounds missed their first real opportunity of this game. And, yep, it was a hit batsman. Would have reached base either way. It was a 3-2 pitch, but it will go as a hit-by-pitch. One on and nobody down. Cartaya, the batter, he has struck out twice. Dangerous, though. We talked about age not long ago. He's only 21. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, the field has been in shadows now for a good amount of time. We're probably now getting late enough into the evening. That's just sunset behind us. Been a little bit of a cloud cover over the last, half hour or more. Swing and a miss on a breaking pitch away, and the count is 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Cartaya at just 191, but 11 home runs, 37 driven in. Play him to pull on the left side of the infield. Third baseman Jack Winkler shading the line. Throw to first by Beers, and diving back in is Leonard. Tulsa with runs in the first. Excuse me, their first run coming in the second inning. They scored in the second and in the third. Stretch by Beers. Leonard, a little bigger lead, not going. Pitch, check swing. Did he go? Yep, he did. And that's, boy, another strikeout for Cartaya. Three up and three down for Cartaya. Two of them on three pitches. Seven strikeouts for Beers. Three of the seven at the expense of Cartaya. And here is Yusmiel Diaz. Lined out sharply to center field and bounced out on a nice pick by Drew Swift. In the second and fourth, respectively. One on and one man down. Outside corner target. Throw over to first base. That's close. They got him. Picked him off. Said this many times, Blake Beers, when he throws to first base, pardon the grammar, Miss Hilburn, he ain't messing around, and that was a good, strong throw, nice catch and tag by Shane McGuire, and Eddie's Leonard is out, so the base is empty, two men down. Now, there's no soft toss over to first base, and now Diaz stands in, swings and pops this one up. Giving a look is first baseman Shane McGuire. That's going to get into the seats, though, and by a good amount, and the count is 0-1. So Tulsa leads this game 2-0 is our score. 2-6-1 for Tulsa, 0-2-0 for the Rockhounds. Teams wrap things up tomorrow, this quick series. There are only two such three-gamers over the course of the season, one in each half. And tomorrow, 1 o'clock, will be our first pitch for the series finale, the 0-1 pitch, and what check swing again. Diaz, kind of that lead foot looked like it might have been in the bucket a little bit. Said the former little leaguer who knows a little something about having the foot in the bucket. I think I came to the plate with my foot in a bucket. 0-2 is the count. Nobody on now. Bases cleared with two men down. Diaz rests the bat on his shoulder now, props it up, and so he swings and misses. He chased one into the left-hand batter's box as well, so strikeout for Blake Beers. He has struck out eight batters in this game. And so it is no runs or hits, no errors, and on the pickoff, nicely executed by Beers. Nobody left on base. To the bottom of the sixth we go, and our Village Car Wash score of this game reads Tulsa 2 and the Rockhounds nothing.
These days, reliable internet is everything, and with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed started 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Right-hander Robbie Pito will come on to pitch for the Drillers as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. So Kevin Gowdy would be the pitcher of record in this game. Again, Nick Frasso did not go deep enough to be eligible for the decision. Gowdy goes two-thirds of an inning and gave up one base hit. Obviously no runs in this 2-0 game. And he walked a batter, struck out one batter. And that, of course, now becomes scorekeeper's decision in terms of who would be the pitcher of record. But Gowdy now out of the game, and Robbie Pito will come on the pitch. He'll face 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Drew Swift
Caden Trinkle and Johnny Butler with the Hounds in the sixth inning. 2-0 the score. It's one of those kind of intriguing, you know, one off the dock is coming out. What do we have going on here? Manager coming out. Don't know if there's an issue with Pito. I don't know. But Juan Apodaca is coming out of the dugout. So don't know if Robbie had some. Boy, he is out of the game. Well, that's interesting. So whoever will come on here will certainly have as much time as needed. But Pito warmed up and then he's coming out of the game. So Pito, well, he was announced into the game, so he will not make a pitch. So check and see who does come on. That's some Texas League trivia for you on our road to the show in a couple of moments. Check the new Tulsa pitcher first. So interesting. Conversation on the mound, and the man who comes on the pitch is Tanner Dodson. Didn't see anything with Peters when he continued his warm-up tosses, and it looked like he was ready to go where we thought, but so he will come out without throwing a pitch. So Tanner Dodson will face Swift, Trinkle, and Butler. Well, it is the anniversary of the longest game in Texas League history. We will never see its likes again. That is without question. Of course, with the new extra innings rule. But it was a game played on this date, and it was the San Antonio Missions and the Jackson Mets. Jackson, by the way, would now be who? They would be the Corpus Christi Hooks. They went from Jackson to Round Rock to Corpus Christi. But at the time, they were the Mets AA, and they were in Jackson, Mississippi, Smith Wills Park, if I remember right. Did some games there. So the San Antonio Missions and the Jackson Mets on this date played the longest game in Texas League history. So let's give you part A. How many innings did they play? Now, I could not find a time of game. Yeah, I did. Yes, I did. But let's go by innings. That's a little easier. Let's go by innings. How many innings? Longest game in Texas League history. And it was played, by the way, at B.J. Keefe Stadium. I got a kick out of that. I did my very first Texas League game at B.J. Keefe Stadium in April of 1992. That was it. That was an interesting place. So how many innings do you suppose? And that, the answer to that is pretty cool, but there's one more element of it. On this date, the Missions and the Mets went 26 innings. 26 innings. By the way, the Missions and the Rockhounds went 21 innings. You and I watched that game, in fact. But in this case, it was the Mets. Why did I not write down the year of that? That's a little bit embarrassing. I beg your pardon. But it was the Missions and the Mets, and they went 26 innings. What do you suppose? I was going to give you multiple choice, but there's no real way that it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. What do you suppose was the final score? Just take a shot at it. 26 innings, San Antonio Missions and the Jackson Mets. The B.J. Keefe Stadium. They started the game. I guess this was actually, I think it was yesterday's date, but it covered a couple of days. They started it on July 14th. It was suspended at 2:25 in the morning. They eventually continued it on July 16th. It took 7 hours, 23 minutes. 7 hours, 23 minutes, 26 innings of baseball. What do you suppose the final score was? It's my favorite part of the whole deal. Longest game in Texas League history. Now ready to go. Tanner Dodson will face Drew Swift. 2-0 Tulsa. First pitch down and in. Ball one. One ball and no strikes from the right-hander. Drew Swift 0 for 2. He is struck out and bounced out on a nice pick by second baseman Yorbit Vivas. Takes down low ball two. Just a 2-0 game. But the Drillers have pretty much had the better of it overall throughout. Strike call outside edge. Count goes 2-1. Drew, right-handed hitter. Rockhounds wearing the camouflage jerseys on this military appreciation weekend. Pitch low and away for a ball. Count now 3-1. Give you the answer to the trivia right after this plate appearance or at bat, whatever the case may be for Drew. 3-1 pitch, that's a strike, and the count goes full now, 3-2. Dodson out of the bullpen, making his 29th appearance. He's been really good, 4-5 at a 3.03 ERA. Ground ball right side, Yorva Vivas makes play, the shoe tops turn, spins, throws, not going to get him, and throws it away. Now it's going to stay in play. Well, a base hit all the way, so Drew Swift. Boy, he's really been terrific. He has reached base in 15 of 17. I'm sorry, 14 out of 16 games as the Rockhound with the Rockhounds. He said with rented lips.
And your Springfall.
And in fact, he has been on base. That's what I was looking for. On base in 15. 15 out of 16, in fact, with base hits in 13 out of 16. There we go. I knew I had the cheat note there somewhere. So Drew 1-for-3. He was hitting .333 coming in. He still is. He's 1-for-3 in the ballgame. Leadoff single. And a strike here to Caden Trinkle. No balls and a strike. Caden with a double in the bottom of the first inning. And a strikeout swinging in the fourth. Made his double-A debut last night. Tying run at the plate. Pitch runs down and in for a ball. One ball and one strike. Third baseman Cody Hosey. Even with a bag at third. Shortstop Leonard really shading toward the middle. Pitch, and that'll, boy, just get there. Called strike of the knees, inside edge. Crowd grumbling a little bit. This game, I think, has had its share, and then some of borderline pitches. 1-2 to Trinkle. Johnny Butler on deck. 2-0. Tulsa in the lead. A bouncing ball foul. Got over the top of that, but chopped it, and the count goes to 1-2. So Drew Swift on base, nobody down, bottom of the sixth inning, 2-0 Tulsa. Tanner Dodson from the belt, now he will step away in a 3.03 ERA in his 29 appearances, 29 hits and 35 and two-thirds coming in, 19 walks, 24 strikeouts, swinging a bouncer foul wide of the bag at first, it's still 1-2. That 26-inning game is the foul ball is retrieved. 26 innings, San Antonio and Jackson, Texas League game, longest in Texas League history, 26 innings, 7 hours, 23 minutes. You know how many runs were scored in that game? 1. I love that. 1-0 in 26 innings, 7 hours, 23 minutes. Swing, foul back out of play, and it's still 1-2. 3 two-strike foul balls up Caden Trinkle's bat. A guy named Manny Francois ended it with a bases-loaded single to center field in the bottom of the 26th inning, 1-0 San Antonio. Delivery swung on, lifted in the air to very shallow left field, coming on and with room, I think, and there, yep, to glove it is Diaz. So after a pretty good battle, Caden flies out to very shallow left, one on and one down. Here's Johnny Butler. Johnny 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a bounce out. To the show trivia from Hilliard IT Solutions. Last of the sixth inning, Tulsa 2, Rockhounds nothing. Johnny Butler in the cleanup spot in this ball game takes down low for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Facing Tanner Dodson, one man on and one man down. Tanner out of Sacramento, California. Delivers and that pitch will miss. And the count goes 2 balls, no strikes. J.J. Schwarz on deck. Fans trying to get something going. Had precious little against starter Nick Frasso. Delivery swung on and that is lifted high in the air in the middle of the infield. Ting over and in. Shortstop. Yep, going to be the shortstop Leonard to glove it. So Johnny pops out a mile in the air into the glove of the driller shortstop, so it's one on and two men down, and the batter is J.J., who is 0-for-2. Reached on an error to shortstop Eddie Leonard to lead off the fifth. Hounds eventually loaded the bases, but came up empty on a Cooper Bowman strikeout. There's a called strike inside corner, 0-1, as Kevin Gowdy escaped. J.J., right-handed hitter, waits. Pitch on the way, low and outside, backhanded by the catcher, Carson Taylor. JJ trying to bust out of a slide of late. Came into the game hitting 145 in his last 15 games. Ground ball toward the middle, but the shortstop, Leonardo, will get there. Can he get to the bag in time? Yes, he does. Force out at second, just ahead of Drew Swift. And the inning will come to an end. Ball hit right back up the middle, but Leonard was shading that way, made the play, and hustled to the bag just in time for the force out. So, leadoff base hit, but it goes by the boards. And we have played six. At the top of the stretch inning we go, and Tulsa continues to lead it. Village Car Wash scored through six complete. The Drillers two, the Rockhounds nothing.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Left-hander David Leal comes on the pitch for the Rockhounds. We go to the top half of the seventh inning of this ball game. Now Blake Beers pitched really very well. Got in and out of a jam or two. He gave up just two runs over six innings, and that is certainly a quality start. Cody Hosey leads it off against the left-hander, and Leal bends one in over the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Six innings, six hits, two runs, both earned. Two walks, eight strikeouts. A wild pitch on which a run scored. And one hit batsman, which would have been a walk had it not hit the batter. Pitch down and in, one ball, one strike now from David. So Blake Beer is a very solid outing here against the Drillers. Leal's pitch swung on, sent into right field. That's well struck. Armenteros going back, leaps up. And he cannot make that play. That gets up against the base of the wall. Boy, that ball was really smacked. Hosey went the opposite way, sent that into a crosswind and a little bit of an inward wind. Armenteros went back deep but reached up, could not make the play. So Hosey with a leadoff double in the seventh. And after the Hounds have had a couple of opportunities here in each of the last two innings, it's a runner in scoring position, nobody out for Tulsa. And here's Carson Taylor, the catcher. Carson 0 for 2 is the left-handed hitter. He has bounced to second and struck out. So Hosey with an opposite field leadoff double. Hosey's had a good game. He's 2 for 2 plus a walk. Leal fires down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. David in his 20th appearance, 15th out of the bullpen. 3-3 with a 4.35 ERA. Looks at the runner at second. Delivers. Breaking pitch. That'll get there. Called strike. One ball, one strike. That base hit the 62nd. He is allowed in 49 and two-thirds. Only eight bases on balls. Excellent command. 35 strikeouts. 4-1 ratio and change. 1-1 pitch is popped in the air, but it'll get out of play right side. Count is 1-2. So top of the seventh inning. Tulsa with a 2-0 advantage in this game. By the way, Amarillo is... Well, it was early anyway, well out in front of Frisco, had an early 9-1 lead at Hodgetown. Amarillo one game behind the Hounds in the very, very early going of the second half. A 1-2 pitch is sliced down the left field side, but it will drift foul by a bunch. One ball, two strikes. Top of the order, Austin Gauthier is on deck.
We're in the top of the sixth at Hodgetown. Amarillo 9, Frisco 1. Riders do have the bases loaded with two out. Northwest Arkansas shutting out San Antonio. Bottom of the sixth at San Antone, 3-0. Stretching the 1-2. Got him on the outside corner, called third strike, and Taylor looks genuinely surprised. Again, he is the driller's catcher. I think that gets back, too, to what we've been saying. It has been largely a very pitcher-friendly zone. Yeah, Taylor barked a couple of times, and that'll tell you something because he's the driller's catcher. So a strikeout for Leal, one on and one out. Here's Austin Gauthier, the runner in scoring position. With one away, Leal's pitch swung on, bounced towards shortstop. Max Muncy is there, and his throw is in time for the out. So, one pitch AB that time. Gauthier bouncing out to the shortstop, Max Muncy. This is a big batter in this game. It's Yorbit Vivas, who is 2-for-3. Now, the seven base hits for the drillers, Hosey and Vivas, have four of them. Vivas struck out in the first. He's singled twice since. Cody Hosey can go on contact here, so a 2-0 advantage, runner in scoring position, two out. Vivas, big swing and a miss, comes up empty 0-1. Springfield pounding Wichita 10-2. That's at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, middle of the ninth inning, 10-2. Cardinals in Arkansas, good ball game, leading Corpus Christi 1-0. Swing and a whoop, foul straight back, coming this way toward the VIP suites, and it's 0-2. With some really good pitching going on in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Arkansas, top of the seventh, leads Corpus Christi 1-0, three hits for each team. 0-2 count, Leal comes set, 0-2 pitch to Vivas, and he got him, swing and a miss, and a breaking pitch away. Leadoff double goes by the boards. David Leal with a terrific comeback after the Hosey double. So it's no runs on a leadoff double. No errors and a man left on base, and the Hounds will stay within two. A little non-Googleable trivia coming up for you as our seventh inning stretch. As the fans stand for Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Village Car Wash score, Tulsa 2, Rockhouse nothing.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Antonio Knowles comes on to pitch as we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. One inning for Tanner Dodson, gave up one base hit, and then just as David Leal did a moment ago, got the next three batters, so no damage done. Antonio Knowles, 6 feet, 195. He's out of Key West, Florida. He is the right-hander, and he will face Shane McGuire, Jack Winkler, and Lazaro Armenteros in the Rockhound seventh inning. Non-Googleable trivia. Standard sales and Budweiser. A guy named Ronald Acuna Jr. is absolutely sensational. Of course, coming back from injury, what, a year ago. Just stunningly good. He is chasing a real baseball milestone. And you think about it, just remarkable all-around talent to reach it. 40 home runs and 40 stolen bases in a season. That's what Acuna Jr. is chasing. Here's Shane McGuire now, leads it off. Hard hit ball to second, then right into the glove of Vivas. He'll make the play, and Shane is out, so second first pitch swing for him in this ballgame. Bounces out to second, one away for Jack Winkler. So he's trying to become a 40-40 man. Acuna is on pace right now for 38 home runs and 75 stolen bases. So 40-40, that's the amazing milestone. How many have there been, and who did it? 40-40, 40 home runs, 40 steals in the same season. Remarkable. How many guys have done it? And if you're really good, who are they? And no, I wouldn't have known. Pitch down low to Jack Winkler for ball one. He is lined out twice as Jack in his double-A debut. He's lined out to center and to left. Right-handed hitter waits. Stretched and pitched by Knowles. That stays up and in. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Worked a 3-1 count against Nick Brasso in the second inning and hit it sharply, but within the reach of a on a line drive of center fielder Jose Ramos. 2-0 pitch. Oh, and that hit him. So, ouch. Well, Jack will reach base for the first time in his double-A career, and it won't feel good doing it. It'll look better in the box score than it will feel, I'm sure. One on and one man down. Here's Lázaro Armenteros. How many 40-40 guys have there been? I know you're probably a fast Googler. You could probably have Googled it by now. Maybe you did. The answer is 4 in baseball history, and they are all very much modern-day guys. It's a swing and a miss. Good backup delivery. Tied Lázaro up, and it's 0-1. A strikeout and a single for Lázaro. The base hit extending his on-base streak to 12 games. Tying run at the plate, bottom of the seventh inning. Stretch and pitch by the right-hander, swinging a foul back. Lázaro had a cut at that 86-mile-an-hour pitch, which was up in the zone a little bit. He fouled it straight back. Last of the seventh, Tulsa 2, Rock Hounds nothing. 0-2 stretch by the right-hander. Deliver bounces that one to the plate, and on the wild pitch down to second base goes Winkler, and he's going to come to third base. That is heads-up base running. Jack Winkler takes two bases on a wild pitch. So it's 1-2 to Lázaro, and Jack Winkler comes to third base. That is really heads-up because there is only one down in the inning. If there are two outs, you probably don't risk it anyway, but now it's a runner at third, one away. It's a two-run game, so the infield is still back. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, got him with a really good off-speed pitch way out in front. So now there are two men down. Winkler is at third. Strikeout for Knowles. The four guys who have done it, and they're interesting because they all have ties to, well, a little extracurricular. Just saying. But they are also four more incredible players. Pitched down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. And with or without the asterisk involved, Barry Bonds, you've heard him, Alex Rodriguez, Jose Canseco, and Alfonso Soriano. The only 44 men in history. Here's a swing and a miss and a 1-1 count now. Max Muncy. Max, right-handed inning shortstop. He has struck out and walked in two trips. Made his double-A debut last night. Runner at third, two men down and a 1-1 count. Max waits. Stretch and pitch, and that ball sent into center field. But it's going to hang up, and Ramos will handle it. Well-hit ball, but basically right at Ramos. So, the Hounds get a base runner, but nothing to do with it. So, we go to the top half of the eighth. And a little follow-up, by the way, on that 40-40. But again, those gentlemen are Bonds, Rodriguez, Canseco, and Soriano. Now, maybe this season, Acuna Jr. Hounds go back to the bullpen. We go to the top of the eighth. Village Car Wash score, Tulsa 2, Hounds nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes. With locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hounds have pitched very well.
The Drillers have pitched a little bit better. We go to the top of the eighth inning. Tyler Baum will make his debut. Tulsa 2, Rockhounds nothing. Drillers scoring in the second and again in the third. Got a couple of singles, infield singles, both in the second inning. Eddie Leonard and Cody Hosey, and the first run of the game scoring on a wild pitch. A walk to Austin Gauthier, a single by Jorvit Vivas, and eventually a fielder's choice scoring the second run. That came in the third. Jose Ramos leads it off. Tyler Baum's pitch fouled away, and it's 0-1. Tyler, right-hander. He is one of the guys, the quartet, up from Advanced A, Lansing. Very anxious to watch this guy throw. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fires outside at 96 for ball. 1-1 ball and one strike. He'll face 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Ramos, Vargas, and Leonard. Top of the eighth inning. 2-0 the score with Tulsa on top. Pitch swung on. Boy, foul back. And again, 94, I believe. A foul straight back. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Totals in this game, Tulsa 2 runs on 7 hits and an error, 2-7-1. Rockhounds, no runs, 3 hits, no errors. Pitcher of record right now for Tulsa would be scorekeeper's decision. Blake Beers pitched well for the Hounds, pitched way up high for a ball. That one slipped away on the off-speed pitch, 2-2. Ramos flew out to deep left field in the first. That was to the edge of the warning track. Not quite as deep, but deep to right in the third. Struck out in the fifth against Blake. Swing and a bouncer foul between the bag and the box on the third base side. And the count is 2-2. Tyler Baum, right-hander, is 6'2", 195. Orlando, Florida, his home. He's out of the University of North Carolina. Was terrific with the Lug Nuts in the Advanced A Midwest League. Pitch to the corner. Got him. Fastball strike 96. Knee-high outside corner and lingering to discuss is Jose Ramos. Said it since the very first inning. The zone has been pitcher-friendly all evening. And Ramos thought that was wide. And again, from here, might at least think about signing that petition, but it is a strikeout for Tyler. So kind of like the guy who gets a base hit on his first at-bat. Strike out of the first hitter he faces, delivers way up and away here at 96 to Emanuel Vargas. 1 ball, no strikes. Vargas, a double, an RBI and a fielder's choice, and a strikeout. He's 1-for-3. Takes right down a shoot, called strike. Count 1-1. Vargas, left-handed hitter, 258 with power. RBI is 51st. He shares the team lead. Takes a boy, pitch, not sure where that one missed, and way off speed delivery. 2 balls and a strike. Eddie Leonard on deck, if I did not mention. Wind continues to blow almost straight in, anywhere from 14 to 18 miles per hour. Pitch up high, ball 3. 3 balls and 1 strike. 2-0 Tulsa, top of the eighth inning. Tyler, by the way, second rounder. The A's selected him in 2019. Pitch, and that's up high, and that's ball 4. So it's a walk and a strikeout, 1 on and 1 out for Eddie Leonard. And pitching for Lansing, Tyler in 24 appearances, and he was the closer for the Lugnuts, and boy, almost infallibly. Got 11 saves in 12 opportunities and a 1.72 earned run average. Leonard takes down and away for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. In 31 and a third in the Midwest League, allowed 15 hits was all. 14 walks, this is a 0.93 whip. Moves down and takes the step up to double A. Pitch swung on and pop foul out of play. Count squares at 1-1 to Leonard. Diego Cartaya is on deck. Midwest League hit just 142 against the Orlando, Florida native. 1 ball, 1 strike to Leonard. He's had a good game. He's been on base twice in 3 trips. Swings and bounces one foul, woo, into his own dugout. A couple of guys ducking under the way of that bouncing ball to count 1-2.
Leonard, an infield single and later a run scored in the second inning. Bounced out on a really nice play by Drew Swift at second base to end the third and was hit by a pitch and then picked off by Blake Beers in the sixth. Right-handed hitter pretty well straight away. Baum comes set, 0-2 count, one on, one out. Pitch by Tyler, sliced foul out of play. Well, again, brings some serious heat. That's one ball and two strikes on a 96-mile-an-hour pitch that Leonard followed, fouled back, I should say. Base runner is Imanol Vargas. Does not run in terms of stolen bases. Doesn't have an attempt. That means he won't go. Swinging a foul straight back. So the count stays one ball and two strikes. Mentioned this, just a quick three-game series. Hounds to see another Dodgers prospect tomorrow, River Ryan. He has to start. Jack Cushing for the Hounds. There's another foul ball. So one ball, two strikes, and Leonard has fouled off three two-strike pitches. River Ryan going tomorrow. He is 1-3, but a 2.71 ERA. Murray swung on a hard hit left side, clean base hit. What a terrific at bat from Eddie Leonard. First and second, one man down. That was just, what really good hitting. He got down in the count 1-2. He fouled off 3 2-strike pitches and his least one in the left field. So it is 2-1 now with one man down, and the batter will be Diego Cartaya, who comes to the plate, I'm sure, with a bat in his hand and a chip on his shoulder. He's the DH in this game. Not catching in this contest. He's 0-for-3, and he struck out all three times, twice on three pitches. Baum delivers, finds the inside corner with an off-speed pitch. Back that up 0-1. Vargas at second, Leonard is at first. 2-0 Tulsa in the top of the eighth, but the Drillers here an opportunity to expand that lead. Cartaya waits, Baum comes set. Stretch in the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Boy, that got to the plate and vaporized. No balls and two strikes, Cartaya. May have gotten a tiny piece of it. It got down to the dirt one way or the other. 0-2 count. One out walk by Imanol Vargas. And the single sharply to left field by Eddie Leonard. Two on it. One man down. 0-2 stretch. Pitch by Baum. Down and away. Trying to get him to chase, but Diego laying off of that. One ball and two strikes. Baum comes set, hands at the belt, glance at the runner at second, comes to the plate, and a swing and a miss, and he got him. Boy, the golden sombrero for Diego Cartaya as the baseball phrase goes. That's 4 strikeouts. And that'll bring up Yusniel Diaz. He is 0-for-3, lined out sharply to center field in the second. Bounced out on another good play by Drew Swift. Swift and Muncy have played very, very good defense in this game. Middle infield for the Hounds in this one. And Yusniel struck out his last time, last batter that Blake Beers faced. Takes up and in for a ball. The count is one ball and no strikes. If the Drillers hold on to the 2-0 lead, then tomorrow's game will be the rubber game of this quick three-game series. 1-0 stretch. Pitch to the outside corner is just wide. Ball 2-0. Those who are paying attention thought that might have gotten there. As you hear, 2 balls and no strikes to Diaz. 232 hitter. 5 homers, 20 driven in. Baum comes set. The 2-0 look. Glances at second and comes to the plate. That's down and in. That's ball 3. That one slipped off the fingertips. So 3-0 the count. Cody Hosey, who has had a very good game in the number 8 spot for the Drillers, is on deck. He's been on base all 3 times, including a single, a double, and a walk. Hounds, as they have much of this game, last night and tonight, in fact, playing him to pull. Fastball right down the middle. Diaz taking all the way, 3-1. Third baseman Jack Winkler is not quite to no doubles
alignment, but really close to it. Shortstop Muncy way toward third base. 3-1 pitch, and that ball is sliced the opposite way. Line drive, and it's handled by McGuire. Shane knocked it down, retrieves, and gets to first base. That was a laser. Inside-out swing by Diaz, a line drive that Shane knocked down, basically retrieved, and got to the bag. So, no damage done, and we will go to the bottom half of the eighth inning at play. Our Village Car Wash score remains Tulsa 2 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Right-hander Braden Fisher comes out of the Tulsa bullpen, and he will pitch here in the eighth inning, a 2-0 game. And he will face the top of the order as Cooper Bowman will lead it off for the Rockhounds. Cooper takes up and in for ball one, one ball, no strikes. Antonio Knowles, a hit batsman, but also a strikeout, no damage done in the seventh. Backup pitch to Cooper, just missed inside, ball two. A two ball, no strike count. Fisher out of the bullpen. Of course, one of the guys who came in did not throw a pitch, and that was Robbie Pito. Check swing at. He went around, no question. Two ball, make it two balls and one strike. 2-1 to Cooper. Drew Swift and Caden Trinkle to follow here in the eighth inning. 2-0 Tulsa. Cooper asking for time and stepping out for a moment. Bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch to Bowman, backs up over the inside corner. Perfect pitch there by Fisher. Two balls and two strikes. Absolutely froze him at the plate. And Tulsa starter Nick Frasso went 4 1/3. Here's the 2-2. Swung on a bounce foul. Got a little piece of it off the edge of the bat. Right off the tip of that barrel, and the count remains 2-2. Cooper 0-3 in this one. Right-handed hitter straight away in the box. Fisher's pitch bounces up there, ball three. And not a guy you want to put on base. This is a close game. Of course, it's a two-run game. But excellent speed. Certainly one of the league's best base stealers. Here's the stretch and pitch to him, and that's inside, ball four, so Cooper is on base. One on and nobody down here in the bottom of the eighth, and Drew Swift will be the batter. Drew 1-3 with an infield single. Sky darkening now, kind of a midnight blue all the way around. That breeze has been unrelenting. Well, and basically straight in all evening long, and it's certainly strong. 15 and 15 plus. Stretch and pitch. Down the middle with low. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Braden Fisher, 5-1 out of the bullpen. A 3.31 earned run average. Only 26 hits allowed in 35 1/3.
has walked 16 and struck out 43. Gives up the walk to Cooper Bowman to open this, the eighth inning. 2-0 Tulsa. Drew Swift waits. One ball, no strikes. Pitch right down the middle, called strike, a ball and a strike. Of course, I said yesterday that Drew probably isn't going to continue to hit 333. Came in at 333, and he's 1-for-3. The one ball, one strike pitch, and he bounces one. Foul wide at third base. No count as a ball and two strikes. Boy, good bunch on hand here tonight. This is Military Appreciation Weekend. Fans will have a terrific fireworks show. I think we have a short jersey auction and the fireworks show here Saturday night at Rocky Town. Bowman the lead, pitch to Swift, bounced foul. Still a ball and two strikes. By the way, Springfield defeated Wichita. Wichita got out of the box really quickly to start the second half, but they have struggled a bit since. And boy, Springfield really handed it to them. 10-2, 14 hits to 4, Cardinals. That game was at Wichita. One ball, two strikes. Pitch to Swift. A little roller foul again wide at third base. So 1-2 to Drew. Third time coming. Northwest Arkansas still leading San Antonio. 3-0 in San Antonio. Top of the eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth in Arkansas. Still 1-0 Travelers over the Corpus Christi Hooks. And Amarillo leads Frisco 10-4 at Hodgetown in the Panhandle. 1-2 pitch. Called third strike inside edge. Drew thought it was up and in, but again, that zone all night long has been, boy, really pitcher-friendly, and it was again there. I think you could, the physical reaction from Drew, I don't think he was trying to show anybody up. I think he was genuinely surprised, and we've seen that more than once here tonight. So now Caden Trinkle. Boy, they shade him up the middle, do the drillers. Shortstop Leonard almost directly up the middle. Of course, you can't quite do that anymore. Pitch up and in for ball one. Up and away, excuse me, for ball one. He is pinching in toward the bag. About as close as you've seen anybody. Darryl Hernandez was that way as well. He's shading about as close as he can to the bag at second without actually being in a shift. Swinging a bouncer foul. It's one ball and one strike. Caden Trinkle with a double down the right field line in the first inning. He has struck out and flown out to left field since. 1-for-3. Johnny Butler waiting on deck. 2-0 Tulsa, last of the eighth inning. Long set. Pitch by Fisher. Sails up high. Two balls and one strike. Caden, left-handed hitter. He was 0-for-4 last night, 1-for-3 in this one. Center fielder takes. Boy, pitches in the dirt, and Bowman's going to move up. We'll see how that'll be scored. We'll see if we got a... It will be a wild pitch. From back here, of course, looking over the catcher's shoulder sometimes to tell if the pitch is in the dirt or the catcher let it get away, but that was a wild pitch. So Bowman into scoring position and takes away at least what would be a logical double play. Left-handed hitter, and they really playing the pull in the infield to the drillers. Outfield is really shallow. The wind is a huge factor. He takes down low, and that is ball four. So now it's two men on, one man down, and Johnny Butler will be the batter. He's 0-for-3 in this one. Johnny not hitting for a big average since joining the Hounds from Lansing. But he has just six base hits in 34 at-bats. However, of those six hits, five have been for extras. And we're going to get a visit to the mound here. Ryan Denick, I believe, the pitching coach. By the way, talking about Ronald Acuna Jr., mentioned the 40-40 pursuit. He would join Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, Jose Canseco, and Alfonso Soriano, all modern-day guys, the only 40-40 guys ever. He is also now more than on pace for 20 home runs and 70 stolen bases, 20-70. And that is course, it's 20 home runs, not 40, but 70 stolen bases. I mean, those are remarkable numbers, and that is actually less, or more rare, I should say, slightly, than the 40-40. Those numbers when you get a second. And again, Acuna Jr. is clearly on pace for 20-70. Now here's Johnny Butler. First pitch, and it drops to the dirt. Ball one. Good stop by Carson Taylor behind the plate. One ball, no strikes. Johnny 0 for 3. There have been only three 20-70 seasons, and only two different guys have done it. One ball, no strikes. Butler waits. Runners at first and second. Pitch to Johnny. Well, that's a high strike, and the count goes 1-1. Left-handed hitter. Lead runner is Cooper Bowman. He's on at first. Caden Trenkel on. Excuse me, Cooper's on, of course, at second. Caden is on at first. Set. One ball, one strike pitch. Swung on. Fouled back. So now the count goes 1-2. Caden Trenkel didn't run a lot at Lansing. Had 6 stolen bases in 8 attempts. But obviously can run a little bit. He's on at first and Cooper on at second. One man down. Butler waits. The pitch swung on. He jammed him, popped it up. That is playable perhaps. It's over toward the dugout. Nope, out of room. His third baseman, Cody Hosey, did everything he could to track that ball down, but out of his reach. One ball, 2 strikes. And we'll do it all again with a 1-ball, 2-strike count. J.J. Schwarz on deck for the Hounds. We're in the bottom of the 8th inning. 2-0 Tulsa. Set at the belt is Braden Frazier. It's Fisher, forgive me, a swing and a miss. He chased one up and away to Johnny Butler. Fisher with his second strikeout of the inning. And again, as we said, Braden has good strikeout numbers. So Fisher has given up 2 walks and he's also struck out 2 batters, 1 wild pitch, although that's really no longer a factor in the inning. Would be 2 on at first and second anyway. But a walk and a whiff and a walk and another whiff. And now here's J.J. 0 for 3. Tying runs are on base. 2 out in the bottom of the 8th. Takes just inside. Ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Well, I mean the outfield. That wind is, I mean, a factor. Outfield is playing as you would in desperation conditions, trying to cut a run down to the plate, but that's simply because the wind is blowing in. The delivery good, a backup pitch called strike. You can see that one coming a mile away. 1 ball, 1 strike. Outfield is basically, I think, probably closer to the infield than the outfield, than the outfield wall, all the way around. Infield playing J.J. to pull, right-handed hitter. 1 ball, 1 strike. Set by Fisher. Pitch backs up high and tight, and the count goes 2 balls and 1 strike. Shane McGuire on deck. Mentioned Denzel Clark not in the lineup tonight. Rocktown's top current run producer. J.J. waits, count 2-1. Runners there, leads off first and second. Stretch and pitch by Fisher, and that ball is popped high in the air. This may be playable, or it'll get, nope, out of play by a good little bit into the stands down the right field side. Count goes 2-2 to the Rocktown's catcher. And J.J. last 15 games, just 8 for his last 55, and 4 of those hits came in one game. He had a monster game on July 7th at Frisco, went 4 for 5 with 4 runs driven in. Right-handed hitter comes set, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 on, 2 out. Pitch to Schwarz and a swing and a miss, and he got him elevated a bit. J.J. in pursuit, couldn't catch it, and the inning is over. So the Rockhounds get a couple of base runners, but Fisher strikes out the side. And so we will move to the top half of the ninth after 8 complete Saturday night Texas League Baseball. Village Car Wash score, Tulsa 2, Rockhounds nothing.
The Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what is earned
Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhouse. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Shohei Tomioka will come on to pitch. We go to the top half of the ninth inning. Tulsa 2 and Rockhounds nothing. All right, I don't know if it's any kind of an omen at all. Probably not, but I finally spelled Shohei's name correctly on my scorecard, the without a second attempt necessary. The first name is the same as Mr. Ohtani. It's S-H-O-H-E-I, Shohei. And when I have written it in my card, for whatever the reason, the first thing I write down is the word shoe. S-H-O-E, which of course is not Shohei. Cody Ozzie takes inside ball one. One ball and no strikes. Got it right this time, so Shohei, go ahead. Goodness. Mental block. Saw Shohei in the clubhouse today. Got the high five. I appreciate that. One ball and no strikes. Pitch down and away. Ball two. 2-0. Cody Ozzie. Carson Taylor. So Cody Ozzie, Carson Taylor, and Austin Gauthier. 8-9-1 in the Tulsa order. 2-0 drillers in the top of the ninth inning. Ozzie, who's had a good game, takes a strike on the outside corner, 2-1. Cody has reached base all three times. Infield single despite a brilliant effort by Max Muncy in the second. Walked in the fourth and a double leading off the seventh, but was stranded. 2-1 stretch. Tomioka's pitch sent toward first base, and Shane McGuire will make the play and take it himself to the bag. So he ended the eighth with a good play at first and begins the ninth inning with the same. When the ball he knocked down to end the eighth inning was a laser. One away for Carson Taylor, 0-3. He's bounced out the second baseman, Drew Swift, and struck out twice. In the top half of the ninth inning, Rockhounds in the last of the ninth have Shane McGuire, Jack Winkler, and Lazaro Armenteros. Max Muncy would be fourth. Taylor takes outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Sky almost pitch black around us now. Well, Shohei, you forget, he throws hard. That last pitch, 95 miles an hour, just missed. One ball, no strikes. Pitch swung on and laced in the left field, a base hit. A really good piece of hitting. Just inside out, swinging a line drive opposite way off the bat of Carson Taylor. Line drive to left field, one on and one man down. Base hit number 9. For the drillers, and here is Austin Gauthier. 1-3, plus a base on balls. And in fact, scored the second of the two Tulsa runs. Something got off the grass berm down the left field line. That'll be handled in the left by Johnny Butler. Now ready to go. Gauthier at the plate. Jorbit Vivas on deck. This is the top of the Tulsa order. Top of the ninth inning, one on, one out. Tomioka delivers way down and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes to count. Gauthier at 269 on the season. 5 home runs, 21 driven in. Been in his 36th game since joining the Drillers. We've seen him in the outfield listed as an infielder, but like so many guys can play more than one spot. 6 feet, 190 out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Takes over the outside corner, called strike from Shohei, 1-1. Tulsa with runs in the second and third. Gauthier waits. One ball, one strike. Right-handed hitter. Second pitch by Shohei. Just low. Count goes two balls and one strike. Base runner is Carson Taylor. Doesn't run much. Does have one steal, but doesn't run much. Swinging a foul ball away toward the right field berm. Ooh, that skitters through the berm very quickly. Two balls and two strikes. Shohei Tomioka, 2-0 in 20 outings at 2.45 ERA. Does have one save. It was a bit of an adventure, but he has a save. Right about a hit per inning. 29 and a third, 30 hits. 18 walks and 37 strikeouts. Right-hander set, 2-2 count. Pitch swung on, that ball hit hard to left field. Johnny Butler coming on, up's going to sink and drop. That had some top spin on it. Wasn't as hard hit as I thought. Love to have gotten a center field look at that. I'm guessing middle out. As Gauthier just yanked that into left field. So now it's two men on and one man down. Stopping at second is Carson Taylor, and the batter is Yorbit Vivas. He has had a good ball game. He's 2-for-4, so that's 10 base hits for the Drillers. The Rockhounds have just 3. As I said, even though this has been a close game, the Drillers now a chance to really add to that advantage. But Tulsa has just seemingly had this game in its control almost all the way, if not all the way, pitch up and in, and it's one ball, no strikes. Vivas has two singles sandwiched between a pair of strikeouts. So we'll bump that average for the season up a little over 300 as he steps to the dish here. 1-0 count. It's by Tomioka. Down a little bit low, and that's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Springfield's game at Wichita is in the books, if I did not say. That's a 10-2 final. I think I did, but that game is official now. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 pitch, and that's bounced foul. First base side, 2-1. Springfield would, I would think, be the only team, if Arkansas continues to play the way they are. The Travs right now are the best team in the league, and there's just no doubt about it. They're 53-28. They won the first half, and if they win the second half, then the wild card would get the playoff spot. Right now, that's Tulsa by 6 games, but Springfield's played well, and they're the team behind the Drillers. That's a long way down the line, but again, pitch down and in, ball three now, 3-1. When you have a team, again, Arkansas kind of took control the last, what, 3.5, 4 weeks of the first half in the north, and we have a team playing as well as they are. A sweep is obviously at least a very good possibility. Here's a 3-1. And a bouncer foul, the count now full. So now decision time. For the Drillers, do you send the runners? First and second, one man down, 3-2 count in a 2-0 game, and Juan Apodaca will already have made that decision, the acting manager. Vivas, good hitter at the plate, and he will ask for time and step out. Carson Taylor is at second, Austin Gauthier is at first. Gauthier runs well, he has 7 steals. Carson Taylor, the catcher, the lead runner. Count is full. One man down. Set by Tomioka. Do the runners go? They do not. The pitch swung on and chopped toward third base. Charging as Winkler makes the play. Throws and got him. Boy, good play by Winkler. Runners move to second and third. Vivas doesn't have a ton of speed, but he's a left-handed hitter. And hustled down that line. A little chopper to third. Nicely handled by Winkler. So it is now two men down, but second and third, and here is Jose Ramos. And as if to accentuate the moment, Shohei will mop the brow. Second and third, and two men down. Ramos has flown out twice, once to deep left, once to deep right, and struck out twice. Right-handed hitter, hands way up high above the crown of the batting helmet. Takes just outside, ball one, 1-0. We're right now for the Rockhounds. This is not the most glamorous scenario for a relief pitcher, but it's a 2-0 game, and the Drillers have two men in scoring position, two men down. They can go on contact. A big moment of this game. The pitch swung on and lifted in the air right field toward the line. It's going to drift foul, and I think will find its way out of play, and it does. 1-1. Ramos at 260, we mentioned. He has really good pop. He has 16 home runs, rather. 51 runs batted in. He and teammate Imanol Vargas, who was on deck, both with 51 ribbies, both among the league leaders. Ramos now, who was off and running with that. My goodness, he got all the way around first base before that ball dropped. My goodness, that's good hustle. Couldn't find him for just a moment. I was writing something on the card. Next thing you know, Imanol Vargas was picking up Jose's baseball bat, but he was just doing him a favor and handing it to him. So Ramos was off and running. 1-1. Second and third, the runners. Pitched by Shohei. That's, boy, just high. Again, those paying attention. I think it obviously missed, but not by all that much given the zone on the night. But it was up high. 2-1. Outfield straight away for Ramos. Second and third, the runners. 2-1 pitch, and that's inside. That's ball three. Well, Vargas on deck, and again, he too, very dangerous. And Ramos with a hitter's count deluxe here. 3-1. Runners their leads off second and third. Shohei set. Hands up high with a high set. The 3-1 pitch, and that's fouled back, and now it's 3-2. That boy will retrieve the foul ball from behind home plate. Shohei gives a tug at the rosin bag. Now plants that foot on the first base side of the rubber. Looks in. Right-handed hitter Jose Ramos waits. Count full. 3-2. Two out in the ninth. The stretch and pitch by Tomioka. Got him! Called third strike, and Ramos, I think, knew it. Well, that is an absolute perfect pitch by Shohei. Called third strike. Gets out of the jam. No runs and a couple of hits. No errors and two men left. Up the Rockhounds with one more opportunity. We'll go to the bottom half of the ninth. Our Village Car Wash score this game reads the Tulsa Drillers 2 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
One of the league's top closers, Jordan Lazor, is on the pitch as we go to the ninth inning. Lazor out of the bullpen. He's a sixth reliever, but again, only five have thrown a pitch. Robbie Pito departed after warming up. Lazor comes into this game with a record of 2-2. He's made 26 appearances at 3.38 ERA. And not only does he have 8 saves, they have come in 8 opportunities. He's given up only 20 hits in 32 innings, 14 walks, and 49 strikeouts. That is almost precisely a strikeout and a half per inning. Shane McGuire will face him. Drillers, by the way, had 8 shutouts as a team through June 16th. That was their last. They are bidding for a 9th shutout. This team has had the top ERA in the league all season. Boy, for a while, it was almost, by a point and a half? So Shane McGuire leads it off. Left-handed hitter against the right-hander. Frazier comes set, and the first pitch right down the chute called strike 0-1 and a fastball at 97. McGuire 0 for 3, couple of bounce outs, and he's fouled out to third base. 2-0 game. Hounds pitched well. Drillers have pitched better. Pitch up and away for a ball, one ball and one strike. Shane McGuire, 208 coming into the game. Left-handed hitter waits. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. What a really good sink. Pitch down and in. McGuire asks for time. He'll step out, take a swing at the breeze, and there's plenty of it to swing at. Playing to pull in the infield. Again, more shortstop. Leonard almost behind the bag. One ball, two strikes. Pitch to Shane. Swings, fouls that one back to the screen. Count stays. One ball and two strikes. Lazaro, 1.06 whip, and the opposition hitting 175 against him. And as good a reliever as they is, as there is in the league. Here's the 1-2 pitch just outside, 2-2. Again, that outfield really shallow. The wind is blowing virtually straight in. And they are really playing shallow. Two balls, two strikes. Mr. McGuire takes down in ball three. So a full count now to Shane. Three balls, two strikes to the Rockhounds first baseman. Shane McGuire from Kent, Washington, just outside Seattle. Three balls, two strikes, set. Right-hander's pitch, and he got him. Swing and a miss. Oh, again, fastball elevated. Good velocity and one man down in the ninth inning. So the Drillers closing in. They've allowed to have Drillers pitchers just three base hits in this game. Three hits, three walks, and one hit batsman. One error committed as well. Obviously not the pitcher's doing. Lazer's pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, Jack Winkler, this is his first double-A game, and he's facing one of the best closers in the Texas League. That is a challenge. Right-handed hitter 0 for 2, plus a hit by pitch. The 0-1 swings and misses. Boy, that's just a dart. No balls and two strikes to count. Lazaro Armenteros on deck for the Hounds, running out of baseball daylight time. And boy, that's a tough right-hander. Measures 0-2, swing and a miss, got him on three pitches. Well, again, it's going to be a lot of adjustment, a learning curve, a learning process for what has become over the course of basically that one set of moves yesterday. This has become a very young team. Of course, Lawrence Butler and Darryl Hernandez were in their first double-A seasons as well. Brett Harrison, his second. Here's Lazaro now. The pitch called strike. Got there inside edge. 0-1. And Lazaro has been a strikeout pitcher, and he has done that right here. Two up and two down. That's four consecutive strikeouts for Drillers pitching. 0-1 delivery. Up and away. Count 1-1. Lazaro, right-handed hitter, 196. He's 1-for-3 in this game, a single and two whips. 1-1 pitch and a ball hit right back up the middle, base hit. So Lazaro, 2-for-4, and that'll put the tying run at the plate. And Max Muncy, of course, unlike Jack Winkler, this is not his first double-A game. This is his second double-A game. Good at-bat for Lazaro Armenteros against a very good pitcher, 2-for-4. Two singles, two whiffs for Lazaro. He's on base. And here's Max Muncy. Right-handed hitter waits. Lazaro's first pitch. Got there. Called strike. Max 0-for-2 with a walk in this one. 1-for-4 with a walk and a hit by pitch in his very young double-A career. The 0-1 stretch. Right-hander takes, and that's just low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Max has flashed the glove in this ball game. Drew, be sure. 255 average with Lansing. He waits 1-1 count. Pitch swung on, fouled away. Well, now it's a 1-2 count. Max will ask for time and mop the brow, and I can't say that I blame him a bit. Steps right back in. Taps the dish, wheels it out around a time or two. One on, two out. Bottom of the ninth inning, 2-0 Tulsa. Laser set, hands just above the letters. The one ball, two strike, stretch and pitch, and a chopper towards shortstop, and there to make the play and flip to second just in time for the out. Leonard DeVivas, and this ball game is over. Sharply hit ball, had a chance, but Drillers get to it, and they will close the door. So Drillers with their ninth shutout. Outstanding pitching staff this season in Tulsa. They've lost some talent, but they still have a whole bunch. A 2-0 shutout for the Tulsa Drillers. Gentlemen, one and all. This Bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Tulsa with a 2-0 victory in this ball game. Drillers have 2 runs on 10 hits and an error, 2-10-1. Rockhounds no runs on 4 base hits and no errors, 0-4-0. Waiting for everything to be finished up in the box score. We'll check on who the winning pitcher would be. Might be Kevin Gowdy. The save goes to Laser. That's 9 in 9 attempts. And the loss goes to Blake Beers, but he pitched very well in this ball game. Nobody hit the ball out of the yard. We're going to check time and attendance on the other side of a quick timeout. And when we come back, we'll put a quick wrap here on this one with the Drillers now evening this series at a game apiece. They lead the season series 5-3. And so tomorrow will be a rubber game, at least for this 3-game set. From Momentum Bank Ballpark, our final Village Car Wash score of the game. The Tulsa Drillers 2 and the Rockhounds nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
I'm guessing you're still discussing who will get the victory in this game. The electronic box has yet to be updated. We'll check. And it will be Dotson who will get the win. So Tanner Dotson out of the bullpen will pick up the victory in this game. Blake Beers takes the loss. And again, Jordan Leisure with his ninth save in as many chances. Tulsa just dominated the game with pitching. The Drillers didn't do a whole bunch offensively. They had a Frankenstein pair of runs together. Eddie Leonard, a leadoff single to shortstop in the second inning. And even hits to shortstop weren't easy, man. Max Muncy, some outstanding glove work. A pair of infield singles, in fact, and Max almost got to both of them in the second inning with a wild pitch, the fourth consecutive run in this series, scoring via a wild pitch that came in the second inning. And Tulsa added a second run in the third, leadoff walk by Austin Gauthier, infield, or a single rather to left field by Jorbit Vivas, and eventually a fielder's choice again on a marvelous play by Max Muncy, on which a run scored in the third inning. It was 2-0. But that was all Tulsa got, but it's also all they needed. The Rockhounds threatened a couple of times, had an error, a single and a walk that loaded the bases in the fifth inning, but nothing came of that. Leadoff single in the sixth and a man on in the seventh, couple of men on in the eighth inning, but in each case, the Drillers just shut down the rally, and the Rockhounds unable to put a run on the board. As Menton mentioned, that is the ninth shutout of this season for the Drillers in this season. Their first, by the way, however, since, well, almost a month. It was June 16th. They get their ninth shutout on July the 15th, so virtually 1 month. I think the other numbers we gave you correct, 3-10-1 for Tulsa, no runs, four hits, no errors for the Hounds. Ball game took 2 hours, 37 minutes of baseball daylight time, 4,845, and man, we thank you. Terrific bunch here tonight, fireworks night on this military appreciation weekend. Teams will wrap this series tomorrow with a Sunday afternoon wrap-up game, and the Hounds again will get a look at an outstanding Dodgers pitching prospect. River Ryan gets the ball, 1-3, but a 2.71 ERA. Goes against Rockhounds right-hander Jack Cushing, 3-3, with a 5.75 ERA. We'll join you just ahead of 1 o'clock and see who takes this quick three-game series. Thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday evening with us. Hope your weekend is absolutely terrific, and let's play a little more baseball tomorrow. Look forward to seeing you then. And until then, for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hartz at Momentum Bank Ballpark, where the Drillers win it, outstanding pitching, and a 2-0 final. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.